Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to tonight's show. It is Sunday, the 19th of September, 2021. So happy to have you out there tonight. And wow, this year, it is flying by. We are already, you know, over halfway through September. We've got October, November, December, and then we're into a new year. Hallelujah. Excuse me. And I think for some of you all, it has probably seemed to have been a very long season. But I'm here tonight to encourage you that it doesn't matter how long the season is, as long as you have the right one working with you and walking with you through the season, it doesn't matter. Because you know you make it. Amen? We make it because we've got the Savior of the world on our side. He is interceding for us, and it's going to be okay, guys. It's going to be okay. Well, I'm your host tonight. I am Angela Joy from Georgia. Happy to be here with you. We've had a wet and rainy day today in southeast Georgia. And it was kind of, it would have been a nice relaxing day, but I didn't get to relax. I had grandkids over again, and the little ones, the older ones are not as much work, the little ones. So anyway, I had a five-year-old, and he's one and a half over today. But it was a great day, guys. It's a great day, you know, just to be able to, you know, be here, and I'm with family tonight. You all are part of the Prophetic Grace Network family, and that's Prophet Randy Chandler, founder. So if you're calling in or you're listening in by radio or a computer or something and you don't know how you got where you are with us, well, let me tell you. You are with PGN, the family of PGN here tonight, and we are doing our prophetic talk show tonight. If you are listening by computer and you want to call in, the number is 319-527-6027. That is 319-527-6027, and you can call in and press 1. And that will put you in the queue for me to see that you're there for prayer and for me to agree with you with your prayer request. And, you know, I always encourage everybody who's on the line to, you know, be in agreement. You know, we have people calling in and they're in need and they need agreement. You know, agreement is such a powerful thing. Makes me think of something I heard earlier concerning agreement. We can agree with the word of God, or we can agree with the plan or the plot of the enemy. Which one do you want to agree with? Because guess what? There's power in agreement. So if you want the power to be working in your favor, let's agree with the word of God, because there is power to accomplish things in our lives when we are in agreement. And, you know, that same principle, it's a principle. And that same principle is just as effective when it's operating on the dark side. So let's not operate on the dark side in agreement with the lies of the enemy, because there's power in agreement. Amen. Let's put the power where the power needs to be, in our favor, on our side, for us to be, you know, going forth and doing what God's called us to do, let's agree with the word. Hallelujah. Nothing like an agreement with the word. Glad to have you here tonight. We are expecting great things from God. I am. I truly am expecting great things from God. A friend of mine, she was on the show with me about a couple months ago, Marcia. She sent me a video today, and that thing was so powerful. I mean, it agreed with some of the things that God had been speaking to me over the seasons of my life. I don't know if you're familiar with the lady. Let's see, her name is Dawn Davis Lawrence, and she has I don't know. Marcia just sent me the link and the video, and I listened to it, and it was so powerful, and it was really speaking to my heart concerning some things that God had been speaking to me personally. And I mean, it just lined right up to what God had been speaking to me. And I want to encourage you tonight, just as I encouraged you a few minutes ago about being in agreement. Agreement is a powerful thing. So we want to make sure we're agreeing the right way and with the word so that we can get some things accomplished and not agree with the enemy so he can get some stuff accomplished in our lives. We don't want to do that. But the Lord had been speaking to me recently about the seasons of my life that I've been going through. And, so I'm going to talk a little bit about that in just a little bit concerning the seasons that you've been going through and what you're looking to happen with you, for you, as you rise from the ashes. You rise from the ashes. You know, one of my favorite scriptures, I remember years ago, it was prophesied over me in Isaiah 61. I think it's 61, let's see, 61:3. And I remember someone reading this over me. Oh, it doesn't want to go there. But anyway, I'll try it on another browser. But anyway, I know that Isaiah 61:3 says, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes. Someone spoke that over my life years ago, and I have held on to that word, beauty, in spite of the things that were burning up and being just torn up around me. I decided, I declared, I began to decree, and throughout the years, oh, there's some days that it's kind of tough, you know, it's been tough, but I would remember these words of this particular scripture, that the promise was to give me beauty for ashes and the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Let me tell you, I made up my mind, and I've been doing it really pretty much ever since, and I was doing it before this, but before I became acquainted with this particular scripture, I just realized there was power in praise. There was power in worship. And I'm telling you, I take my worship seriously. I praise God when sometimes it's like it doesn't even look proper in the norm to praise God. I praise God. Why? Because it is a garment of praise that we have to fight against that spirit of heaviness. You know, sometimes heaviness can come at you just out of nowhere. It's a spirit. People carry heaviness. I remember being in certain services, and there would be a spirit of heaviness. And there would, you know, some people would be called out, and I'd be like, wow, that's why there was a spirit of heaviness in here, you know, after they would make some statement about, you know, how they didn't want to live anymore, or they were contemplating suicide, or because that spirit of heaviness, that spirit that was wearing on them, they brought it into the atmosphere. So we fight against the spirits that come at us.
to change our atmosphere, to cause it to be clogged up so we don't get what we are supposed to have. That spirit of heaviness, we come against it. We cause it to move because we decide we're going to praise. Hallelujah. We're going to praise. And it continues on to say that they might be called trees of righteousness. Hallelujah. I'm like a tree. Hallelujah. I'm planted. Hallelujah. I'm planted. I'm planted in God for righteous living. I'm planted in God that I might bring forth the righteousness of Christ in my life. Hallelujah. That he might be glorified. The planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. So we make up our mind today. We make up our mind today. We choose to praise God. We choose that we will put aside the things that will try to weigh us down. We will rise from our ashes. We will rise. Today I decree and declare that you rise from your ashes, that you rise and don't die. You know, the ashes, you're going to have been burned up in some stuff, but you're rising up out of the stuff because you decided you were going to take God at his word and you were going to rise and not day and die. We declare a new day, a new day. Get into position. Get into position. Weeping may endure for a night. Hallelujah. But what comes in the morning? Joy. Hallelujah. Joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. Psalms 30 and 5. For his anger endures for a moment. In his favor is life. We may cry. We may go through storms. We may weep. We may feel as if things are just falling apart and we can't endure. But remember, it's only for a night season. But joy is coming in the morning. Declare that your morning is coming. Declare that your morning is coming. Joy is coming. Get dressed for the morning. You know, like, when we get up in the morning, and I'm telling you, this is really, it applies to me, that if I get up in the morning and I don't just get up and get going and start, you know, my day the way it should be started, getting dressed, and, you know, sometimes it just affects my day if I don't get up and prepare for my day. So prepare for your season. Dress for the morning. Dress for your morning that is coming. Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Dress for your morning. Dress for the new season. Get ready for the new place. Prepare your mind. Prepare your thoughts, the way you see things. In the morning, dress yourself with the armor. Hallelujah. And be ready to take on the day. Don't just slouch around and just, no. We want to be ready. We want to be ready for the new things that God is bringing our way. Well, wow, I just got really excited about that. Glory be to God. I'm excited because there's something new coming. This is a new season. We decree and we declare this is a new season. We're taking off the grave clothes. We're rising from our ashes. We're getting into position. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Jesus, we magnify your name tonight, oh God. And Lord, we just speak of prayer over PGN, Prophetic Grace Network. We speak a prayer. We release the prayer over Prophet Randy Chandler, his wife Julie, their families, those families that are connected with Prophetic Grace Network, the ministers that come on that are connected with Prophetic Grace Network. We release a prayer. We decree and we declare that we are rising to a new place in God. We're coming into a new day. We're dropping off some stuff. We're looking for some stuff, and we're dressing for our new day. We're not going to walk around unprepared and undressed. You know, I hate it sometimes when people, you know, like, you know, they just want to kind of surprise you. Well, hey, you know, I should have been up and doing my thing and prepared for my day. you know, they want to surprise you, kind of pop up. You're not dressed. How do you feel when, you know, you don't feel like you're properly dressed for unexpected company? Well, we need to be dressed and prepared because guess what? We're gonna not look at this as being unexpected. We're looking in expectancy for something to show up at our door, something good. We're looking for something good to show up in our mailboxes. Hallelujah. We're looking for something good to be released over us. We're thanking God for the divine appointments and the divine assignments. Excuse me. We're looking forward to the things that God is setting into place and position for us to come across, because we're in the right place at the right time. We're on the right path. We're going after destiny in the place that God called us to be, on the route that he's put us on. We're going to be dressed. We're going to rise and not die. Hallelujah. We're going to look to the things that God has had the men and women of God release over our lives, the spoken words, the prophetic words. We're going to prepare. We're going to dress. We're going to take off that stuff that we've been wearing. We're going to dress with a garment of praise. Hallelujah. We're going to praise our way through, looking in expectancy for what God is bringing our way. Glory be to God. Well, I am going to just play a song right here. And, God, I feel the presence of God, and kind of regroup here. And I'll be right back. Got a few more things I want to share with you. And so be blessed.
Should have had my place, but I
Hallelujah. We want the breath of heaven to breathe on some dead situations, hallelujah, in our lives. We want them to live the breath of heaven, the breath of God, to blow tonight. Blow tonight on some situations that people are feeling as if they want to give up, that it's dead, it's done. There's nothing more. Thank God that there is power in the Word of God. There's power in the Word spoken. We look to the resurrection to come forth as God breathes on some situations tonight, that you can rise up from ashes that you don't even understand how you can be delivered out of. Rise and don't die. Hallelujah. We speak over those situations tonight. Father, breathe on these situations tonight. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Look for your new day and get in position. As I spoke earlier about how do we get in position? Well, we first start with our mind, the way we see things, how we think about things. Let's put on the mind of Christ. Christ, who we know is interceding for us. You know, Christ, I heard something profound earlier, and I, you know, of course we've heard, you know, the resurrection story, you know, Jesus raising from the dead, the drama that he went through, you know, to accomplish his mission here. And, you know, I began to kind of look at it another way as some light was being shed on some issues and some things that had happened, you know, during the process of that time. It's like, you know, Jesus came to earth, and we know he came to earth in human form to walk this earth, but it came alive to me to a place where I was better able to kind of understand that. In order for him to understand, of course, what we would go through, he had to go through it himself. I mean, it wasn't as if he, you know, he just, I mean, I know a lot of people say, well, you know, that was Jesus. But no, Jesus came in human form so that he could experience what we experience. And that's why he's able to go before the Father and intercede for us, because he can go to before the Father and say, Father, I understand how hard it is for them. I've been there. I've experienced those same feelings. I know what it's like for them to mourn, to be in grief. I know what it's like for them to have
situations and people betray them. I know what it's like for them to see people lying on them and hear things that are not true. I know what it's like when they're beaten or physically abused. I know what it's like when you have to lay down on solid, hard ground. Why, Father? Because I did it. Hallelujah. I did that. Jesus is just not interceding for us just for the sake of intercession because he's the Son of God. He's interceding for us with empathy. Hallelujah. You know what empathy is? Empathy is putting yourself in that place that a person is in so that you can understand where they're at, where they're located, and where they're coming from. That's what Jesus did. He understands with empathy what we experience. He's not just going about, you know, hey, Father, I know it's kind of rough down there on earth, you know. No, Jesus knows exactly what we experience. That was the whole plan so that he could understand what we go through so that he can properly, he can properly go before the Father and say, oh, I know exactly what they're going through. I know exactly where they're at. I know exactly the emotions that they are experiencing. I know exactly how it feels when you don't know who to trust. Why? Because Jesus experienced it. So he is before the Father interceding for us that we don't give up, that we do rise from our ashes and don't die. You know, even Jesus said before being crucified, you know, if it was another way, you know, I would just say, you know, let this cup pass before me. I don't want this. I don't know how I'm going to do this. But I got to do what the Father has asked. There's some things we have to go through that we could say, you know, God, I don't want to go through this. But you know what? We know we're going to make it through because he's with us through it, in it, and through it. And so some years ago, I probably mentioned this before. I think I did. In fact, I'm getting ready to have like a women meeting in October. And I was pulling out some things the other day, some materials that I had from throughout the years, you know, ministering and being a part of different groups and, you know, things like that. And I had some material I wanted to share, you know, during the meeting. And I came across, and I need to look for it, some years ago, about 20 years ago, I had this dream of people who had felt that they had arrived. And they were all up on top of the mountain. And it was so real to me. I mean, I hadn't been saved maybe about 5 or 6 years, maybe 10, I don't know. And I remember in the dream, it was like so real, it was like a vision. And I remember people were just walking around, you know, they were just doing their thing, and they were the body of Christ. But they didn't have empathy for people who were hanging on the side of the mountain to reach down and say, hey, brother, I'll help you. Hey, sister, give me your hand. They were so preoccupied with their stuff and with their agendas and with their religious things. And, you know, this is all coming kind of fresh to me now in a whole different vernacular because I didn't see it that way before, but now I see it this way because it's like I've moved into a whole nother area with God. But now that I look back at the dream that I had, those people were caught up in their religiosity or whatever you call it, their religious doing, their agendas. They were so caught up, they couldn't even look down to the side to see,
hey, maybe I can help them. They have their own agenda. And it was so real to me. And when I woke up, I was like, wow, that's the body of Christ? Yeah, that's the body of Christ. But that's not what we have been called here to do. We're called here to have empathy, like Jesus has empathy for us, as he's before the Father, asking and interceding for us. It's what we're supposed to be doing for the body of Christ, those that are hanging on the edge of the mountain, that don't think they're going to make it, that need a prayer, that need a word, that needs encouragement, might even need a hand to pull them up. But we need to realize that we've got to drop some of our stuff that we're so busy with that has nothing to do with nothing and begin to cry out for the body of Christ as Jesus is crying out for us. And then some years later, I had another vision of, and I had spoken earlier when I got on about, you know, look for your new day. And when you're looking for your new day, make sure you get in position spiritually, emotionally, every aspect, get it in line, get in position so that you'll be ready for your new day. You know, you'll be ready. Like the virgins, the oil in their lamp. Make sure you stay ready with it in there, ready, not having to go look for something. No, we've got to stay ready. We're living in a season where there's so much going on, but we have to realize that greater is the one that's in us than the one that is in the ones in the world, the one that's going to and fro in the earth, seeking who he may devour. We've got to know we've got the greater one living on the inside of us. And remember that your weeping, it may endure for the night, but get dressed for your morning. Hallelujah. Get dressed for your morning. Get dressed for your morning. And know that God is there waiting for you to be dressed with a garment of praise to cast off that spirit of heaviness. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Well, I'm going to play one more song, and then I'm going to be back with you to take calls. I just want to let you know that he's doing something. We're in a season where, you know, we can expect God. Just believe for it. Just believe for it. Thirst for him. And believe for it. Hallelujah. Amen.
These chains will never break.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
You said,
hallelujah.
I believe. You said, it is done.
Done.
You said, I believe. You said, it is done. Can you help me sing?
You said,
I believe. You said, it is done. You said, I believe. You said, it is done. You said it.
You said,
I believe it. Just because you said it,
said,
I believe it's done.
It is done.
Say,
you said it. I believe
it. And I believe it.
You said,
by your stripes I'm healed.
It is done.
By your stripes I'm healed.
You said,
just because you said it.
I believe.
Just because you said it.
You said,
I believe it. I believe it.
It is done.
It is done.
For God to do. Why? Because he said it in his word, and we'll take him at his word and believe it and count it done. Hallelujah. And we'll rise from the ashes, and we'll rise for a new day for us to be in position, dressed for that day, dressed for that day, with in expectation of a new day, in expectation of seeing what we've been believing for, knowing that joy is coming in the morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. I just love that. I love the atmosphere that has been prepared for the people of God and for those who are in need tonight. Father, we just lift up, hallelujah, the name of Jesus, Father God. We lift it up, and we thank you in advance for what you're going to do tonight. We thank you for the way you're going to move into some situations and how you're going to turn some things around, how you're going to orchestrate some stuff, how you're going to lay a path for people to walk on. and that they will be obedient to follow your instructions. We thank you for divine appointments, divine assignments, and we thank you for the miracle-working power of the Most High, the same power, hallelujah, that resurrected Jesus from the grave, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The same power that caused him to rise will cause us to rise out of our dead situations and receive the fullness of what God has for us. We believe it and we receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Well, thank God for you being here tonight. Again, this is Angela Joy. If you're new, you're trying to figure out where you are in position, in the right place, at the right time, to understand and get connected with Prophetic Grace Network. And so if you're listening by computer, the number is 319-527-027, and I'll be more than happy to stand in agreement with you with prayer. And our callers who are waiting as well. We have some family here at PGN. We stand in the gap for each other. Hallelujah. That's the way it should be. We are the body of Christ. All right. Well, I'm going to get ready to take calls. I'm just here as a vessel, just willing to be used tonight. I come on sometimes really tired, so that I know it's the strength of God in me that, you know, kind of invigorates me a little bit and gets me going, because I'm telling you, sometimes it's a press, but once you get here, wow, you know, thank you, Jesus, thank you for that. Hallelujah. So much power. Hallelujah. I didn't even really touch that. I don't know how I came back on. Glory. There is power in the name of Jesus. We just speak to some dead situations tonight, and we decree and declare that it resurrects because of the name and the power that's in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Woo, that is exciting, people. Woo, glory be to God. All right, well, let's just, woo, that is something else right there. Wow, 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 wow. All right, well, my first caller, going to be trying to make sure this stays off. I don't know. Well done, guys. Little technical issues here. All right. So let's go ahead and take the first caller, which is going to be at 734-672. And this is Angela Joy. And who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Jennifer from Michigan.
Well, hi, Jennifer from Michigan. You know, I thought about you today. what was it, today or yesterday? My days are running in together. And I was going to I was going to let you know that I was been pretty regularly doing shows on Sunday night. And so I didn't, I said, well, I want to let Jennifer know because she likes to kind of come on and hang out with me. And so let me just pray for you, Jennifer, first. So, Father God, we just thank you for Jennifer tonight. We just give you glory and honor and praise for what you're doing in her life. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, for Jennifer understanding that there is power in the name of Jesus. And I just see you, Jennifer, just speaking to some situations. I see like the Red Sea just parting for you according to the power of the word of God that you release out of your mouth to decree and to declare some things and say it has to be done because you understand the resurrection power of Jesus and the power that has been released in you through the spoken word as you activate it to accomplish some things that have tried to keep you from moving into places that God has ordained you to move into. So I just see you looking out over a vastness and saying, it has to be done. It shall be done as I release the word of God over it. And I don't care how dark, I don't care how bleak, I don't care how it looks, because right now it's like you can't see much of anything concerning some things that you're asking God about, but I see you standing steadfast, unmovable, on the word of God and speaking out into the vast atmosphere that doesn't seem to be giving way. But we decree and declare that everything that you are to rise up from, it shall come to pass in Jesus' name. So we just thank you for that, God. We just thank you for faith rising up in Jennifer. We thank you for the faith that she has in you and in your word to speak it in spite of what it looks like. Give you the glory and the honor, and we thank you for her being your daughter in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, how are you, Jennifer?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. Thank you for the prayer. That is spot on. Just, you know, I don't know, just lots of crazy things going on, and just, yeah, life has been crazy, and, you know, sometimes you can't see through the fog, like you said, you can't see through it. You don't know when it's going to clear or what's on the other side. But like you said, that's what I need to do. So I receive it. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Yeah, I just saw nothing, you know, but it's like it almost reminds me of how the world was formed, that God spoke into nothing. There was, everything was void and dark, and he spoke into that, and light came, and life came. And so that's what we have to do. And so just as he did it, that same power we can access to take care of situations that we know God wants to change in our lives. So praise God. Well, I was going to reach out to you. So do you want to hang out on with me tonight? Or are you busy?
Yeah, I can. No, I can do a couple calls. I do have to be up pretty early tomorrow, but I can stay on for a little bit. So.
Okay, well, it's totally up to you. And like I said, I just offered that to you because I know sometimes you like, and you have, you know, there's a calling on your life that, of course, that the Lord will want activated. So you just hang out as long as you can, and just hang up when you need to. And I'm so blessed to have you hang out with me. Amen. All right. Yeah, Jennifer, I've been really, you know, thinking about you. And so anything you want to share in particular before we move on to the next caller?
you know, I mean, the only thing that's been on my heart is just my favorite scripture. I can't remember exactly what it is, but it's, for in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. And I just feel like a lot of people need to hear that right now, that even though, you know, a lot of people are having trouble and there is trouble in the world, you know, he said we would have trouble, but at the end of the day, he's overcome the world.
Yes.
He's overcome everything. So in him, we've overcome the world.
We've, you know,
because he's overcome it for us. So we don't have to stress.
No.
And, you know, I need to remind myself that he's overcome everything. So I just wanted to share that because that was heavy on my heart. So. Yeah.
And that's so important to remember, because that's the whole point of him coming and living and dying and, you know, rising from the dead, you know, is that the same power, you know, when the Holy Ghost came, we can operate, you know, in the same power and expect the same things. And the enemy wants us to not think that way. You know, he wants us to think we're just a defeated foe, that there is no power, but the devil is a liar. So we have to learn to just turn him off, you know, turn him off and don't pay him the attention that he is seeking to get. You just, no, not today. We're not listening to you. I'm going to drown you out. That's sometimes what I really do when it comes to praise and worship. And as I had mentioned that scripture, you know, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that's how I drowned out heaviness that tries to enter my atmosphere. I'll just put on my kitchen, guys, has to be one of the most holiest places on my bed and in the kitchen. You know, some people say it's their bathroom. Well, I've got prayer requests on a board in my bathroom. So, like, when I go to the bathroom, I have to see the prayer request. So if somebody tells me something, I take a sticky note. I have a whiteboard, and I take a sticky note, and I stick it up on the whiteboard. And so, you know, I go to the bathroom, I see, you know, the sticky notes on the board, and I just begin to pray over the notes on the sticky board. And I guess my bathroom is anointed as well. Prayers are going up in there. And then I think of Hezekiah, you know, how he turned his face toward the wall, and, you know, he prayed fervently. And God, you know, added 15 years to his life. So my bed is my other place that I lay out before the Lord. And I just wake up sometimes and just begin to pray in the spirit. I don't know what I'm praying about. That's why, you know, I really encourage, you know, anyone who does not have their prayer language to have the prayer language. Because there's something about having a prayer language that it's almost like automatic, like when there's something that the Lord wants me to pray about, I don't even have to think about it. I mean, I just wake up in the middle of the night. The next thing I know, I'm praying in the spirit, laying on my bed. I don't know what I'm praying about. And I've had, you know, situations and over the years, not as much anymore, as I would wake up and I would see faces. Now, I don't know who these people are. Are these children? Sometimes, you know, it was really coming pretty regularly for a while. I would wake up and see faces and places and people, children, women, you know, and I would just begin to pray because I don't know who these people are. And so that's my other place. And then my kitchen in front of my sink is where I throw down some moves, y'all. You hear me? I'm telling you tonight, my kitchen has seen some moves that I wouldn't show y'all. My son bought me this thing, which I need to take out of my kitchen. It's a Google something, JH something speaker, and it eavesdrops on me. Because sometimes it will answer, and it'll say something. I'll say, I wasn't talking to you. And one day I said that to it, and it said, oh, I'm sorry. Something is different. It is in my kitchen.
Oh, my God.
So let me tell you,
Google, if they're spying on me, because they even know my dog's name. That's really kind of scary. Because the grandkids were over,
yeah.
And they were like, they were playing a game on it. And it was some game with a dog. Now, the other dog, I don't claim he's my son, but he's here. But anyway, my dog is named Jojo. So the kids were playing some sort of game, and it actually asked them, do you want the dog named Jojo or something else? And I was like, okay, this thing is spying on me. It knows my dog's name. So it has, let me tell you.
Oh, wow.
So that is the right place. If they're spying on me, all they're seeing in front of my kitchen sink is me shouting all over the place some days and screaming and singing to the top of my lungs. So that's a good place for them to spy on me. Because
that's true, yeah.
Right by my sink. And so those three places in my home is where I meet the Lord. This is where I meet him. And so, praise God, I don't know how I got on that. But anyway, thank you, Jennifer, for hanging out. We're going to move on next caller. Glory be to God. All right, so here we go. All right, guys, if you want prayer, we've got quite a few callers. Woo, okay. Prayer, you just press 1, and I'll see that you're in there. 910-709. Angela Joy, where are you calling from, and what's your name?
This is Sylvia from North Carolina.
Sylvia from North Carolina, how are you tonight?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. You're laughing at me, aren't you, Sylvia?
Yes.
Praise God. Well, amen. Since I've got Jennifer on here, I'm going to let her pray over you first because she may have to run off pretty soon. So, Jennifer, you want to go ahead and pray for Sylvia from North Carolina? Okay.
Lord Jesus, thank you so much for Sylvia, Lord. We just bring her before you tonight, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you bless her heart, Lord. I don't know what's going on inside her heart, Lord, but I just pray that you bless her heart, that you heal her heart, that you pick up the pieces, Lord. I'm just seeing like there's a couple missing pieces, like there's been some heartbreak or just some things that have happened. I don't know if it's recently or in the past, but, Lord, we just ask that you mend that heart back together, Lord, because you've given her such a big heart, Lord. And we just thank you for mending that heart, Lord. Yes, thank you, Lord, for just picking up the pieces that have been shattered, Lord. You know every piece that's missing. You know every hurt. You know every trauma. You know every situation she's been through, Lord. And we just bless her in Jesus' name. We just declare healing, total restoration over her heart, Lord. We thank you that you've blessed her with your heart, Lord, that she has your heart and she loves the way you love. And she hears your voice, Lord, and she listens. And when she listens, she loves. She just loves your people. She loves to do your work, Lord. And we just bless her and thank you, Lord, that you're with her, that you're going to be with her. Just remind her every day that you're with her, that you're going to be with her, and you're never going to leave her, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. You know, as she was praying for you, Sylvia, it was funny, too, because I just felt like, you know, the Lord wants you to realize, because when you laughed and when you first got on the line, you laughed, and it was almost like God was saying that's a tactic that she needs to use for her healing. And, you know, of course, there's the verse that says, you know, laughter does good like a medicine. And so,
yes.
You know, don't, you know, sometimes it's like
I feel like Lord is just saying, in a sense, laugh at some situations that the enemy's tried to bring you down in. And just let him know it's not going to work. I'm just going to laugh at you because I know that where my help comes from, and I know who is my healer. And I just feel like there's healing in your laughter, Sylvia, healing for your heart, healing for, you know, some heaviness that you've experienced, not understanding some things, and just begin to just think of some lighthearted stuff, you know, that will make you laugh, and so that you don't look so much at the negative aspect of it. You know, that's what I had to do recently with some situations that, you know, they were pretty, you know, pretty rough over the years. And it was like the Lord spoke that to me the other day. He says, just look at the good side of it and just laugh about some of the things that the enemy tried to trick you up in or trip you up in that didn't work. And just laugh. And, you know, I begin to do that more and more, and it just seems like the lightness, that I begin to feel a lightness that came over me because I just released that thing and started to laugh about some stuff. And so I feel, you know, led to just say, you know, that's good medicine for you, so try that. The devil won't like it, but try that.
Okay. I thank you, ladies, for praying for me tonight.
Oh, you're welcome. Anything you want to share?
No, not tonight. I just thank you and bless you. Thank you.
All right. Well, Sylvia, thank you so much for calling in, and we look forward to you calling back again.
Okay. Good night.
All right. Thank you. All right. Good night. Glory be to God. All right. Well, let me get to the next caller. Oh, I had a pen here. Y'all bear with me. I don't move as quickly as I used to. Oh, well. Okay, so let me go to 251-342. Hello.
Hey, Edward. Hi, this is Latrice from Bama.
Yes, Latrice, how are you tonight?
It is well, in spite of.
Hey,
and you, lady?
I am doing well. I am doing
so
well. Yes. You know, it's life, right? We keep moving. We keep going. We don't stop. We don't stop. We don't stop.
Got
Hallelujah.
It.
Glory be to God. Woo, glory. My God.
Hello.
I can see, as I was talking to you, I saw you walking, and I saw, wow. And I don't know what this means. I just saw you walking, and it was a kind of a dusty road, and it was a kind of a long road, but on the side of you, it was like a fence, a rugged-looking fence. And you were kind of using it as not so much as a guide, but not so much as support. But it's almost like you knew it was there, but it was blocking off of, you know, blocking something off from you that you weren't able to access. But you were walking along it, and it looked as if you were studying it in a sense. Like, where's the opening? How long is this to be up here? You know, it's not allowing me to cross over to this other part here, but you were kind of like studying it and looking at it, and it was kind of rugged, and it was almost like you were kind of observing, like, how long is this thing, and, you know, when is the end of this thing gonna, you know, because I need to get on over there on that side. There's something on that side. Because on that side, it seemed like there was an access to pasture land, you know, and we know pasture land, you know, it's fertile. It's green. It has nutrition there. You know, people put their cows or their horses or whatever out there to graze on that greenery, that fertile land. And it was almost like he was studying the fence that was, you were on a rugged road, and you were studying the fence, like, how am I going to get over to the green pastures? And you were walking along, and it was almost like you were expecting that it has to be a change where I'm going to be able to get over there. So, Lord, we just thank you for that. I don't know exactly what it means, but hallelujah. We just know that the Spirit of God does. And we just thank him giving you access to the greenery, to the pasture land, to the fertile land, the things that have tried to block and stop, hinder. We just ask that they be removed. We thank you, Lord, that you will walk into that place that God is calling you to, and that opening is going to come in Jesus' name. We just decree and we declare it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Every blockage, every stoppage, every hindrance, every thing that's trying to keep you from crossing over has got to go in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jennifer, you want to pray for, you have anything you want to share with Latrice?
Yeah, it's funny that you were praying, Matt, because what I was seeing is kind of similar. I was seeing that there's something about the area that you live in or the land. I was just seeing, like, the state was being outlined to me. There's something about the area you're in. And, Lord, I just thank you that the area that she's in, Lord God, that you're going to – I just feel like he's going to cause, like, revival where you are. I don't know where you are, but I feel like there's just going to be a wave of God's spirit there. Like I feel like you're definitely going to have an important part in it, and I don't know exactly what that is, but, Lord, I just thank you so much for showing us that, Lord. I thank you that you just let your spirit pour out in that place. Wherever she is, Lord God, and let her walk in that spirit, Lord God. Let her walk in your spirit, God, and let her show people who you are, Lord, that so that your spirit can just pour out and people can come to you and know you, Lord. I thank you that people will just, the ashes, I just see like ashes, like it's just like there's like a dead zone, you know, like it's just people in the spirit. It's just like, it's just, I'm seeing like the spirit of death. And Lord, we just pray against that. And in that area, that there will be life, the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. We declare it in that area
and
in those people and in the hearts of those people, Lord, we just thank you for that. You're going to move and you're going to move quickly in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
we give him thanks. Anything you want to share with me, Latrice? I've received the word. I got another word on today and all this week or so about the things that God is getting ready to do. And as far as death, I do know in about the last 2 weeks, it's been about 10 deaths or more.
Wow.
People that I know, classmates, people in the neighborhood. I'm in Alabama. People that are in the Carolinas. I've gotten requests for resolutions. Days in a row from my daughter, her classmates, our old neighbors, from pastors that have had people to die in their families and things. And the word of the Lord came that there's going to be an awakening and we're getting ready to walk in manifestation because we're time now. People need to know. The man of God told me my name has been cast out as evil, and that there were people lurking and waiting for me to die, but
wow.
I'm still standing, and they now have to come, and they're going to have to try my God, because what their God is not able to do, my God is going to do for them. And we just give him praise and glory on today. And we were talking about COVID and things that are going on in the world, and how it said that Luke was a physician and he walked with God. But you never see in the Bible where Luke wrote a prescription. He referred everybody to the great physician. So the Bible declares there's nothing new under the sun. So it never said that the people went to the church and got a shot. It said that if the people got sick, they called on the elders of the church. So at this point, it is important that we fear not, because there are so many people who are preaching fear over the pulpit, and they are answering to that now. Some of them are dying for that reason. It's better to say that you fear so people can deal with you where you are than to put that out. And it's showtime now. People are going to know or need to know who your God is. The Bible declares that some people will trust in chariots and horses, but we put our trust in the name of the Lord our God, because God will take care of his own, and that's where that is. And I do know that God is getting ready to do some things suddenly, and I'm going to be in that number. And I thank and praise him for that in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Well, we thank you for sharing that. Yeah, we just want to release that. I believe that, you know, we have got to, you know, fear attracts a lot of stuff. And I think that's a big thing that's going on right now. There are a lot of people walking in fear. So
absolutely.
Guys, we've got to release that fear. That draws things to us when we do walk in fear.
Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
It does.
I believe the Lord's report.
Amen.
Out. Is there anything too hard for God? And the overwhelming response is there's nothing, no thing too hard for God. Yeah.
And we thank God for that. Amen. We thank God for that.
Hallelujah.
Well, thank you for sharing, Latrice. So good to hear from you.
You're welcome.
Stay on the wall. Stay on the wall.
Amen. I will. And thank you, ladies, for taking the time to share with me.
You are welcome. What a privilege.
You guys have a great evening.
All right, you too, Latrice.
All right, thanks.
All right, good night. Amen. Amen. We are living, you know what, I thought about this the other day, I'm not much older, you know, than you, Jennifer, and it's like, you know, this time that we're living in, it's far beyond what I mean, I knew days were coming that were going to be pretty tough, but this is really, we're living in some tough days, and it's just things that are just, I mean, my brain's like, wow, I can't believe that we're living in a season like this. But we are. And
I know.
It's a season of testing and trials, and we just got to stand firm. We've got to know we've got to know our God. It makes me think about when they crossed over, and they Jordan and they were instructed to, like, you know, hang these things around their neck, you know, the younger people's neck, to remind them of the God that they serve. That, you know, when they cross over, that we have an understanding that when we cross over, there's still going to be some stuff that we are going to have to go through. But we got to remember where we came from. We got to remember the God we serve. We got to remember how he brought us out, how he's brought us this far, and that there is power. There's power, and he is a deliverer. There's power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, well, let's go to 205-531, and this is Angela Joy. And who am I speaking with?
This is Julia May from Alabama.
Hi, Julia May from Alabama. We have got the South in the house. Hallelujah. We have got the South in the house tonight. All right, well, Julia May, glad you were able to call in tonight. So, Lord, we just thank you for Julia May. We thank you, Lord, for the opening of an opening, a clearing. I see, like, you know how they used to have those, what do you call those things? They used to call them a sling blade. You know what that is? Okay. And, you know, in order to get, you know, there's a lot of stuff, high grass, high stuff, you know, you got to get through. So you got that swing blade. And then some people, I guess, they use a machete. And they just go through there and just start swinging that blade and swinging that thing and clearing that path so they can get to where they need to get to. And you know what? They were also dressed in a certain manner that, you know, when they walked out into those high grasses, that, you know, they came across something and they had those high boots and that would kind of protect them from the element, from the environment. Sometimes, you know, moccasins are out there in that water. If there's water, the snakes are out there. You can't see it because it's so high. But the thing of it with that swing blade, too, when you start swinging that thing back and forth, it can kind of cut the head off of some of that stuff that you can't see. Hallelujah.
Right.
Glory be to God. And so you're kind of walking out, but you're walking out with a protection. And I just see that as you walking through some stuff and you slinging that thing. And what is that thing you're slinging? It's the word of God. Hallelujah. It's clearing the path. And not only is it clearing the path, but it's causing you to cut off the head of some stuff that's hiding out there in the bush. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be to God. So you continue, Julia May, to sling the word. Hallelujah. Throw that word. Cast that word out. Use that word as your weapon. Use that word continually to clear the way, because it got kind of high. It got kind of deep. It got kind of dense where you couldn't see where you need to place your next foot. But it didn't matter because you had the word throwing it out in front of you, clearing the way and cutting off the head of some stuff that might be trying to attack you as you walk. So, Lord, we just thank you that she continues to walk in that manner. She continues to walk with an understanding and a revelation of some things that the enemy might be trying to do, but it doesn't matter because she's got the word. She's a word slinger. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. She slings the word. She throws the word. She casts the word to clear the path, to do the ambushment against those things that are trying to ambush her. And so we give you the glory. We thank you, Lord, for the word of God that she has used in this season, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Anything, Jennifer, you'd like to pray or say to Julia May?
Yeah, I just felt strongly that the Lord is really going to show you more of the identity that he's placed in you. And I know that he's shown you already, you know, and I know you know it, but it's like he wants to take you to a whole new level of who you are in him. And he really wants to just shower you with his love and just his word, just like Angela Joy was praying, you know, the word of God, just really implanting that in your heart. And Lord, we just thank you that you are going to show her more and more and more of you and who she is in you, God, and who you created her to be. Lord, I just thank you that you really get into the details and just show her in your own way. Show her who she is in you, God, and that when she stands firm in the identity that you placed in her, that nothing can touch her, the enemy can't touch her, Lord, because you are within her, you are around her, you are surrounding her, you are leading her, you are guiding her, Lord. I just thank you that her footsteps are going to be your footsteps, Lord, that, that every step takes from now on is going to be your footsteps, Lord. I thank you that she's going to be walking in sync with you, that it's going to be you and her, Lord. Because I know in this world, you know, we can really eat in our flesh, and we tend to do that, Lord. But you're going to walk with her, God, and she's going to walk. When you walk, she's going to walk, Lord. And we just think that she is just becoming in sync with you, God, within everything she does, Lord. I thank you that her life is just going to be different from this day forward, God, because she's going to be walking every step with you, Lord. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Amen. So how's it going, Julia?
It's fine. Jumping, doing fine and everything. And so,
good.
Having no swelling or no super weight gain or anything. They were looking for her difficult breathing. She's doing fine.
Yeah, so how long
is
she came home from the hospital, right?
Yes, she came home.
Yeah, how long has she been home?
She's been home ever since the 14th of July, so, you know, she hasn't had no more episodes. Cause she's
that's amazing.
Yeah, 2 weeks, you know, like I said, with all that fluid gain, and I was looking at the leg, and they're looking funny, and I said, oh, God. I forgot she weighed like 117 now. I forgot to pull her leg stretched. She was weighing 107. Her leg is so big and hard. And I was just looking at her and I said, why her leg doing funny? I thought about, you know, like you like little stretch mark. I said, Lord, pull her leg skin had stretched so much. So I was praying for the Lord to tighten her skin up because she has no way of being able to tighten it. Sometimes she'll hold her arm up and look a little skin on, just be sagging, just be shaking. I thought, oh, Jesus. So she had just fall up so bad.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, that is a testimony in itself that, you know, she, with all of the medical issues she had, to beat COVID, to walk out of there, and I'm telling you. And I remember talking to you before and mentioning to you that it was almost like you were really a connection with her faith. The words that you were speaking over her, she, you know, it's in her innocence, she grabbed hold of it and she took it for what it was. I mean, it's like no question, no doubt. I hear my mom speaking this, I'm going to believe it. And it's like she really like developed in during that season from the word, the spoken word that you used to speak over her. And she had that childlike faith. And grabbed hold.
Because I was telling the nurse in the ICU, I said, well, you know, she kept coming out of the coma and they kept trying to knock her back out. And I just told them, she was scared of pressure. I said, well, just tell her you 1-1. Cause I said, she don't say 911. She said 1-1. I said, just tell her 1-1 is trying to help her and God is working with her. And I said, she calmed down and just, I said, just talk to her. And I said, if you can turn on the TV some music, after the call down call, she don't understand. And then, like, my friend was telling me, you know, she didn't know jump was a fight. I said, well, she do pretty good with some melons. She, her sister don't take county to melons. I don't care what it is. And she's a Muslim. She told me, she said, well, she's a fighter. And God said, he's fighting with her afterwards. Yeah, all right, then. And so
amen.
So, like, she went through the COVID and the COVID pneumonia and self, and then she had and ended up being a diabetic, and then had to do a trach, and then, you know, with the,
it's
guess
amazing.
On the two, mm-hmm. And then, plus, she'd have been out of hospital twice since last August and had pneumonia twice. And then,
wow,
you know,
I'm telling you.
And then she went back for this this fluid. So she's been through a lot the past year and a month. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
He done brought us through. Beg pardon?
I said he done brought us through a lot. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So, praise God. Yeah, that word, the words that you carry, and like
mm-hmm.
Jennifer was saying, you know, the word
mm-hmm.
that you carry and the word
mm-hmm.
of the Lord that you speak, there's
mm-hmm.
power in that. And, you know,
oh,
amen.
Yeah.
You're going, Jennifer's, you know, that was so timely. You know, you're going to another
mm-hmm.
level, because actually you've seen through all that you've gone through with her that,
mm-hmm.
how faithful he's been to you, and she's gravitated toward that. And so, praise God. All right. Well, Julie May, I'm glad to hear it as well, and we will continue to believe God to continue to elevate you and place you in places that you never even imagined, you know, in your faith walk.
Okay. Thank you. God bless both of you. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, Julie May. Have a great one.
You're welcome. You too, Bob.
All right.
Bye-bye.
It's so good to, I mean, I'm so, you know, it's so good to hear situations where people came through this thing and, you know, they're still here, you know, because I know quite a few people that they just didn't make it through COVID, you know. We're living in some perilous times. Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. She may help through. I mean, she had health issues, you know, as well, but the word of God that was released over her by her mom and her hearing that and that childlike faith, it just
mm-hmm.
works miracles. Hallelujah. All right, let's
wow.
go here to 605-390. This is Angela Joy. And who am I speaking with? And where are you calling from?
The car.
I'm sorry, you broke up. What was the name again?
Carla in Arkansas.
Okay. Hi, Carla. How are you?
I'm all right. How about y'all?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Jennifer, would you like to go ahead and pray for Carla first?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. Thanks. You still there?
Thank you.
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Were you praying? Because I couldn't hear. I don't know if it's my phone.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Uh-huh.
Oh, gotcha. Yes, Lord, thank you. We just thank you, Lord, for the pure heart that you blessed her with, Lord. We thank you that just the purity that we're.
Yeah, she's fading out. Can you hear her, Carla?
It's breaking up. I've heard a couple of words.
Oh, okay. I don't know what happened. Jennifer, are you still there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's just like breaking up. We heard a couple words and then you left us.
Okay, let me try to move here. Is that better?
Yeah, you seem a little clearer now.
Okay. Yeah, just want to make, so I'm not breaking up anymore?
Okay. No, not now. Mm-mm.
Okay. Yes, anyway, I was just praying. The Lord was just showing me that you have a pure heart, and just the purity that he blessed you with blesses the people around you. And I just see, like, the purity that radiates from you just is going to start opening doors around you for opportunities. Am I still breaking up, or is that okay?
I heard last thing you said was opportunities.
Okay. Just making sure. Seeing, like, opportunities that the Lord's going to open doors. Just with the purity, I just feel like it gives you favor, and it's going to continue to give you favor and just open doors with people, you know, even people who don't know the Lord, and it's going to give you an opportunity so that they can see that and they will know the Lord just from you being who you are. And so, Lord, we just thank you for these opportunities that are coming her way. We thank you for the doors that are opening in her life, and that you're going to walk with her and give her wisdom and show her exactly what doors to go through. And we thank you that these opportunities are going to bless other people, but they're also going to bless her, because they're going to show her, Lord, how much you love her and how much you're with her, and the purpose. Thank you, Lord, just the purpose that he has on your life. You're going to see it. I just feel like you're going to see it finally, like, come to fruition in this next season in your life. And I know that, you know, we all see things. We see what God's doing and we see our purpose, but it's like, it's, I really see, like, you're going to step into this big thing that God has for your life. And I don't know what it is, but we just praise you, Lord, for it. We praise you for the doors and the opportunities that are coming, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Well, I just saw the strangest thing, and I have no idea what it means. I saw you riding a bicycle. You're riding a bicycle. The funny thing about it was that you were riding a bicycle, and you were having, like, it was like a childlikeness about you with riding the bicycle, and, like, such a freedom, like, to the point where you used faith and you just took your hands off the handlebars and you just rode the bike without holding on to the handlebars. And you were just excited about being able to do that, and just the freedom of, it was almost like I heard the word faith, because you stepped out, or you're riding out in faith, to the point where you just was like letting go and letting God, and being, you know, directed by the movement of God as you were riding. And so a freedom in the things of the spirit, a freedom and a trusting and a knowing that, you know, you were heading somewhere, kind of like what Jennifer was saying, that you were going somewhere. And that, to the point where you could just let go and just let God, because you just took your hands off that handlebar and you were just enjoying the ride, and you were just walking in, you know, riding in faith. You weren't walking, but you were riding in faith.
Well, I received that.
Amen. Yeah, you were going somewhere. I was like, Jennifer was saying, she saw you, you know, like, things opening up. Well, you were headed somewhere, and it's almost like you just let go and you just let God, and you was like, okay, I'm in for the ride, Lord. Let's go.
Well, that's kind of where I'm at right now. My house is sold, and, you know, I've been praying on, you know, what to do as far as staying here in Arkansas or moving somewhere else, because I don't really anything holding me here. And, so I've been like, okay, God, I don't know what to do. And I feel like a lot of times that I don't always hear him correctly, because it just never feels like anything ever works out. But so that's kind of where I'm at right now. I close on my house on October the 4th, and my divorce will be final in about 3 months. And there's just a lot of changes happening in my life. And I do feel free. I mean, I feel like the weight of the world off of my shoulders because for the first time in 7 years, I have peace because I've been married to a man who is crazy, to say the least.
Oh, wow.
I've never had to deal with in my life. And, you know, when we got in this house, just to make a long story short, it ended up being put in my name, so it's kind of been held over my head this whole time. And finally I got a buyer, so I closed that chapter. And so I'm just kind of glad that this is finally coming to an end.
Praise God. Well, you look pretty happy on that bike.
Well, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be pretty happy on that bike.
Yeah, you were having a good time where you just, like, let go. Like, I'm turning loose these handlebars, and I'm riding, and, hey, I'm feeling, the breeze blowing through my hair. Hey, I'm going, you know. Amen. Well, that's very encouraging. Praise God.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you, things are working out for you.
And I also know, like, when I was packing up my house, you know, I've been struggling a lot with what to do, and you know, I seen, like, Jesus with a box at his feet, and he was like, Carla, don't worry about it. Just put it all in the box, and I'll take care of it. Just put it all in the box. You know, sometimes that's the way he talks to me. He's the thing I'm doing right then.
Right.
And
right.
So I kind of visualize this now, and I'm like, every time I'm struggling with something, I'm like, okay, God, I'm not worried about it. I'm just throwing it in the box because I can't worry about it right now. I know you got it. You know, and that visualization has really helped me. It's like, you know, heard y'all talking about COVID, or I got COVID right now, and I've been blessed that it hasn't been too bad of a case. I mean, it was pretty bad the first couple of days. But I'm on day four. And this
is
the
second
time.
Yeah, they say with COVID. Oh, the second time?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I think I had it like back when before it was a thing, like the November before it was a thing, because it acted the same way as this. It was something like I'd never had before. And, you know, I'm a nurse, so I've worked around it the whole time. And I knew it was just, I was going to end up getting it again eventually, and I did.
So how do people build, I saw somebody say something, how do people build up antibodies against it? Is it something that, I mean, what is that?
Well, when you have a virus like this, your immune system will build up the antibodies, but the antibodies don't always last, like, permanently. You'll have natural immunity for a long time, and I think that's what happened to me. I had natural
immunity
for a
long time.
Yeah, but it doesn't always, you know, last forever. And that's why, like, the vaccines, a lot of times you'll have to keep getting vaccines over and over again because it don't last. And, you know, with my immune system problems, you know, I've had a lot of health problems the last few years. I didn't get vaccinated because I'm scared to get vaccinated. So, so I'm just trying to let my immune system do what it does. And I've been praying my way through it. So,
yeah,
it's
amazing how some people, it affects them really, really, really badly. And then other people, you know, it's bad, but it's not like taking them out. And it's like my son, you know, I don't know. Did you do a lot of stuff to protect your immune system before you got it?
Because of all the health problems I've had, I constantly take vitamins. So I'm always taking, like, vitamin D and zinc and immune system boosters and stuff because I've been trying to recover my immune system. And so, honestly, when I got this, I kind of slacked off doing that, and that might be too when I got it. But I've started it back. But, yeah, I take vitamins and stuff like that all the time, and I've been taking some things to help repair your immune system. So,
okay.
I think that's probably why I haven't a bad case of it.
Oh, okay, yeah, because, I mean, I was just curious if it works, you know. I'm sure that does help because I take a lot of vitamins, and I just did, I don't know if you've ever heard of it or if you've heard of it, Jennifer, but there was something, somebody sent me a video of someone of you boil the grape grapefruit peels and the lemon peels, and you drink the juice off of that. You let it, you know, you like three lemons with peel them and put the lemon peels in there, three grapefruit. They're supposed to be organic, but I couldn't find any organic anything around here. Well, I think there's one store, but I didn't get to go to that one. So, but anyway, I started taking that, and that's supposed to really, like, really strengthen your immune system, the peels on the citrus there. So it tastes horrible, like medicine. Has either of you ever heard of something called Three Sixes?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I'm much older than you also. But anyway, when I was growing up, there was this medicine, oh my goodness. It was called Three Sixes, and it tastes like what I'm taking. I mean, it was the most horrible stuff that I can't even describe how bad it tastes, but I'm telling you, when you would take it, my mom would give it to me, it would knock everything out. You know, you got a cold, you got, you know, whatever. I mean, this stuff was horrible, and it was this yellow. And she would give me, like, first sign of a cold or anything, Three Sixes. And I was like, oh, help me. You know, I could take the castor oil better than the Three Sixes. But, you know, castor oil, she'd always give me a lemon to chase it. But, yeah, I was like, yeah, I boil these lemon and grapefruit peels, and I'll be having my little concoction that I'll take 4 tablespoons of it each day.
Well, I might have to try that. I ain't never tried that before.
Yeah, well, I had never heard anything about it, but then this lady was, she had COVID, and she actually said, and even if you do get it, she says it'll help you get through it, you know, better, but without as much problems. So I thought, okay, well, I'll try it. I'm not trying to get COVID, but anyway, I work from home, but I tell you, it tastes bad enough to run anything off.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Carla, thank you so much. And anything else?
No, I think that's it. I sure do appreciate y'all.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you calling in.
Y'all have a good night.
All right. You too. All right. Good night.
Bye.
Well, Jennifer, I'm about ready to release me. Are you good? So
yeah, I think I'd better.
Yeah, it's getting.
I should
you're
probably
on the East Coast.
Going.
You're back in Michigan, right?
Right.
Well, you never left,
yeah.
Really, so. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yep. You be encouraged. Yep. And thank you.
Yeah, thank you. It was good being here, and I'm glad I got to pray a little bit. And I should be able to help you out if you need it, if you're there. Here most Sundays if you ever need me, just text me.
Okay.
I can get on.
Yeah,
bye.
I had planned on earlier. It's just I was so tied up with the grandkids I didn't get to, but it was so good you called in. So God bless you, and we look forward to hearing what God's going to do if he's up to something.
All right. God bless you.
All right. God bless you. Good night, Jennifer.
Good night.
Praise God. God is awesome. Yes, he is. He is an awesome God. Hallelujah. So let's see. What number she was. She was 734. Okay. All right. So let's go here to 954-580. And who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi. Good night. This is Carolyn from Jamaica.
Hi, Carolyn. I should know your number. It always throws me off at 954. Because I don't know, it's 954. is that in the States number?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. I was thinking, I was like, okay, what did I do with it? Okay, I see you here. All right, well, I'm so glad you were able to call in tonight. Look. Always love to talk to you. So, Lord, we just thank you for
Carolyn's from Jamaica, and we just thank you, Lord, for I heard the word new season. So, Lord, we just thank you for the new season. And then I saw, like, waves, and I was like, you know, I saw a new season. I heard the word new season. And then I saw, you know, like, it was like you're like when you're at the beach and you're kind of looking out and you see, like, really, like, ripples of waves, kind of ripples of waves, nothing really major, but just ripples. And and by the time they get to you, they kind of calm down. And it's almost like I feel like I want to say to you, there might be a little bit of turbulence or a little bit of, you know, some stuff going on. But by the time, you know, it reaches you, things are going to calm out because you're walking into a new season. And it's almost like I feel like I want to tell you, just go by the leading of the Spirit of God, because if you move out too quickly in this season, you're going to meet a little bit more activity than if you just wait on God. If you just wait on God, the timing is going to be in sync with what's going on so that you'll move at the right time, you'll move at the right place, and you won't experience as much activity that will be coming against you if you step out too quickly. So, Lord, we just thank you today. We thank you for this new thing that you're directing her into a new place and a new season, and let her be led by the leading of the Holy Spirit, because if she moves in too soon, too quickly, some things, not necessarily horrible, but it will be a little bit more activity against you than it would be if you just wait on God. So, Lord, we just thank you for this. We thank you for, Lord, the calmness that you want to bring her into. There are little ripples, but nothing major. It's not like a storm. But God says, you know, just wait on. I feel like he wants you to just wait on him, because by the time, you know, he tells you to move, you're going to be walking right in sync with what he wants you to experience in this season. So, Lord, we just thank you for Carolyn, and we thank you, Lord, for the things that you're doing for her. We thank you for the things that you're laying out for her. We thank you, Lord, for the things that you're clearing for her, that she will walk into this new place with you, not experiencing some negativity that the enemy might try to work through, but he can't, because she's going to be led by the Spirit of the Lord. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Well, how are we tonight, Carolyn?
Man, thank you. I thank you for that word. I receive it. I'm going through a storm. Yes, I am going through a storm right now. I'm just praying that the Lord will just calm the storm and
mm-hmm.
just praying for
mm-hmm.
the best during this season. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. Well, the ripples were there. He just said, wait on him. You know, I feel like he wants you to wait on him. And he's doing some stuff. Yeah, some stuff that, you know, is just going to have you be able to walk in the place that you need to walk in. Don't get ahead of him. Be led by the Spirit of God, because otherwise you're going to run into some turbulence. And you don't want to go through that, but he's trying to bring you into a new season, a new place, out of some stuff. So praise God.
Amen.
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 So how have you been? Anything you want to share with us? No?
I've been well otherwise. Nothing much to say at this time.
Okay. Well, we just wait for the testimony. We just wait so I know a while back you were working at a job that was giving you a little bit of difficulty. How's that going?
I did receive the job and everything went well. To God be the glory. I'm at another phase in life where I would want to specialize in my area of studies. So I'm doing some studies now, and I'm just praying that God will just work things out well, and I will be able to do a specialization.
Okay. Amen. Well, maybe that's part of that new season.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Well, I'm definitely on the lookout for, you know, I'm always on the lookout for something. So praise God. He knows what he's doing, and he knows how to get us there right on time.
Amen.
You have to trust in him. Amen. All right. Well, great talking to you, Caroline. And I look forward to God continuing to do some great things for you. We look to hear about
it
in Jesus' name.
Sure. Bless you. Thank you.
All right. God bless you. You have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Amen. We're going to stay on the lookout, you all. You know, it's that word I was talking about when I got on earlier. You know, we're going to rise from our ashes. I'm ready to rise up. I'm ready to rise up out of some stuff. I'm ready to just like, you know, okay, God, I'm ready for the dawning of a new day. I want to be dressed for the day. I want to have, you know, I'm throwing on the garment of praise. I'm dressing for the day. I'm preparing the atmosphere for the day. I'm looking for the new horizon for the new day. Hallelujah. I'm doing it with expectancy that things are changing. Hallelujah. I hope you all are too. Praise you, Jesus. All right, let's go to our next caller, which is 709-500. And who am I speaking with? Where are you calling from? Hello, 709-500. Are you there? Let me click off of it and click back on and see what happens. Let's try it again. All right, 709-500. Are you there? Oh, if you are there, I can't hear you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I'll check back in just a bit and see if we had a problem. I'll make a note. And I'll go back to it after the next caller. So let's go to 402-214. This is Angela Joy. And who am I speaking with?
Hi, Angela Joy. This is Sharon from New York. I don't know if we've ever gotten to talk. Hi.
Yeah, I think
it's been a long time.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Right. I was hoping that you should say some prayers for me.
Okay. All right. Well, I will pray over you. Sharon from New York. All right. No issues. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you for Sharon from New York. Glory be to God. We just thank you. We just thank you. I don't know. I saw, you know, I know you say you're from New York. And I just saw, you know, it's like you're kind of like, I see you like walking. Like, I don't know if you're like, I just see you walking, and it's like it's not a whole lot around you, but you're like walking, and it's like you're in search of, and you're walking, and it's almost like you're kind of alone in this place.
Yeah.
And I don't see anybody. I don't see nobody. You know, think about New York. I'm thinking.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel a lot.
Yeah, like you're just out here. It's almost like I saw a scene, like, it's not really from a, well, it's in a movie, but kind of like reminds me of a scene of a movie. It's like something has happened and, you know, somebody's walking and they're like, where's everybody at? You know? You
right.
Know, it's like,
kind of lost.
I don't see, like, what happened? Like, where did the people go? What happened here?
Yeah.
Why is this vacant? Why is this, like,
looking barren, like there's, you know, what, no activity. And I kind of see you kind of checking stuff out, like kind of in a questioning way. Like, I want to know what's going on, but I'm in search of an answer for this. So,
right.
Lord, I just thank you, Lord, that you answer her in this season and that you give her the correct information, which you are the God who knows everything, that she will feel that she's not alone, hallelujah, that you are with her in this season, and that everything that she has need of and needs access to, you will provide in spite of what she doesn't see and even what she does see. And so, Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you for being a companion and a friend to Sharon in this season, that that a development of a closeness, of an intimacy, so that you can speak to her and she will know exactly what you're telling her. So, Lord, thank you for this season, where it's almost like I want to say to you is that you may feel like you are in this season and alone, but it's almost like I want to say to you, it's something that God has set up and allowed so that an intimacy with him will be developed. I won't say so much developed, but will be strengthened and taken to a whole new level so that you'll be able to access some things that he's been trying to get to you, but it's been some stuff in the way, so now it's just you and him. So, Lord, we just thank you for it, and we give you the glory in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, honey. Yeah, I moved here, and it's really, I kind of, you know, I wake up and I think, what has happened? You know, what am I doing here? It's exactly how I felt.
Wow.
You know, I don't know. I mean, I left my car, all my things. I've, you know, just my daughter lives here, but she's got her own life, and I don't get
right.
to see her or my grandkids very much. But that's why I came out here, was to be with them. But I'm
okay.
not really with them. I'm kind of alone.
Oh, wow. So where did you move from?
Nebraska.
And are you in the city of New York, or are you out in the outskirts or the country part?
I'm in the boroughs. Yeah, I'm out in the boroughs.
Okay.
You know, it's the city, but I'm in Queens.
Oh, okay.
I'm not in Manhattan.
Okay. Wow, you know, I'm just this southern girl. I don't, you know, I went to New York once when I was like 9 years old, and I thought, I wasn't too thrilled. I wasn't too thrilled about it.
I know. Me neither.
I wasn't too thrilled about it now.
Yeah. A great place to, I used to say, well, it's a nice place to visit, but I'd never want to live there.
Right. Yeah.
So here
well,
I
now
am.
You're living there. Yeah, I was like, now you're living there. So weird. I didn't want to say it because I thought it was kind of.
I know, but
cliche-ish.
That's exactly right. That is exactly right.
Yeah, and I just saw concrete. I thought, well, you know, but she could be out in the pasture land, but I was kind of hesitant to say it. I was thinking,
that's what I want. I mean, I like, oh my God, you know, I like my elbow room. And, I like to be able to look out and see nothing but green, you know, grass and cornfields.
Yeah.
And
I didn't see, and
nature.
I didn't see anything
and
in
here,
the,
you know,
yeah,
people mow their lawns. Okay.
They
mow their lawns with a pair of scissors.
No.
Because there is no lawn. Yes, they do. I've seen it with my own eyes.
Oh my gosh.
Yep. My daughter had a little backyard area that her kids could play in, and the landlord cemented it all up.
This is
easier
so
to
amazing.
Take care of. Just pour cement. Yeah.
Well,
it's crazy.
Yeah, it's so amazing. That's what I saw, concrete. And I was like, I'm not going to say that because it's just like, just because she said New York. And I was like, but then you were looking around like, where's everybody? Like,
I feel like I'm a deserted. I've been deserted here. It's
right.
Like nothing.
Right. That's exactly right.
But I do sense to say, you know, and I think Prophet Randy's been ministering. I don't know if you listened to him during the week, but I think over the last week, yeah, he's been mentioning about this aloneness, this time that God, you know, is bringing some of his people to, and that don't look at it in a way of, you know, of isolation. Look at it as God bringing you to him to develop this intimacy and this closeness at where it's just you and him. And, you know, he's a jealous guy, and he wants us to himself. And, you know, sometimes, you know, in some season, I feel like God wants that to be that way so that, you know, there's going to come a time when things are going to change. But in the season that we're in now, where there seems to be just this place of just he and I, you know, I draw closer to him, and I'm able to just develop to a whole new level in the spirit realm because my dependency and my companionship has been strictly with God. And so I just sense to tell you that, you know, use it as a time to keen, you know, to kind of get keen in your senses toward God and what he will be speaking to you in the season that he's going to bring you to. Because he right now might be preparing you and giving you information that's going to be vital to the next season that you come into. So look, I just sense to tell you that it's going to be vital. He wants to speak some things to you in this quiet season when he has you to himself with a lot of things not distracting you, because what he wants to download into you in this season is going to be imperative for you to be able to use it to the next season, in the next season. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. So get all you can, girl.
I need to be physically well. I need to be healthy again because I can't get anything done. I can't, you know, I can't help. I can't do anything for God or for anybody with this, if I can't walk, you know, if I can't.
Right. Well, let him speak some things to you that will be of encouragement for you in this next season. We don't know what God has planned. You know, he's always speaking, but we're not always listening. I'm not always listening. I'll say that. I'll fess up. I will fess up and say,
right.
I'm not always listening. And, you know, I'm really stepping out on faith, you know, the last few weeks, because I mean, I don't know. It's like you can't even look at the natural anymore. I've come to the point where I just cannot judge what's going on with me by looking at the natural anymore. I'm really going to have to step out on faith, and I'm really going to have to trust God, and I'm going to have to believe that he's going to show up and he's going to do what needed to be done, because I can't do it in my own strength. I can't. But
right, I know. I know that feeling.
Yeah,
and it's just so weird because, you know, you want to do.
Right.
You know, I want to help. I want to do things for my grandchildren. I can't figure out. I know he's allowing things, but I don't know how much. Is because I screwed up, or I was too stupid, or, you know, what?
No.
I don't know. I've run into a lot of evil on a constant basis, and it is only by the grace of God that I'm still here.
Yeah, I understand that one. Believe me, I have as well. And
I've never seen anything like this. I've been through a lot in my life, and I've seen a lot.
Wow.
But I've never seen anything like this.
And it's covert. It's so, it just shows you what time we're in, you know?
Oh, yeah.
The times that we're in. And
well,
so many
Father,
people don't know.
Go ahead.
They don't see it. They don't see it at all. I know it. I would like to not see it. I would like to just pretend everything's going to be fine. But in my heart, I don't think that's the case.
Right. Well, Lord, I just lift up Sharon tonight to you, and I just thank you, Lord, for, you know, I just saw like honey. Wow, honey. Honey dripping. Honey dripping over you. Honey.
So yummy.
I don't know. And, you know, they're healing. I just thought as I saw it, honey, you know, honey over you. My God. Thank you, Jesus. Let me just look up something real quickly here. I just saw that was the strangest thing. I just saw. Let me look up something real quick. You know, because they're healing properties. In honey.
Oh, there is. Yes, there is.
Yeah. Healing properties.
A lot of it.
In,
I just thought that too.
Honey.
Just after you said that, you said I'm gonna look that up. I thought, well, you know, I actually told myself I was gonna, you know, take some honey every day. And,
oh, really?
Yeah. Because it does have a lot of healing properties for infection and all kinds of things.
It does. It really does. You have to be a little careful with it, but because there's always going to be somebody saying something negative. But I looked at the scripture, and it's in Psalms 81:16. But he would feed you with the finest of the wheat and with honey from the rock. Would I satisfy you? But I don't think I can get online here because I think there's something going on with my system. But, you know, there's healing that makes me think about also recently one of the other PGN hosts, she also does, she might be on tonight, I don't know, LaShun, and she had done research on barley and that she had a vision of she saw like barley, and then she was asking because she's on something else, and she was asking any kind of interpretation that you might have in regards to her seeing this barley, and then of course there's healthy things with that as well.
Right.
I don't know. In that scripture, it's talking about, you know, wheat and then honey. So, I mean, it might be something that God is kind of throwing out at you for you to kind of do a little research to see some things that can kind of help you in health-wise.
That's something that I wanted to do is learn about the plants because that's something I've known. Oh, God, for years, God showed me, I had a dream, and I was walking with my son, and there were all these people kind of living outside, you know, and they were had a campfire going and stuff, and then he and I were going to leave, and as we started walking down, I saw, we were on grass, you know, and there were all these different plants, and I remember thinking, I have to learn what those leaves are so that I know which plants are to eat and which ones are not. I have to learn about the plants. And I had some good books on it that I was going to learn. I've always known forever. I mean, the passage just stayed in me that I've always known that the cure for everything we need is in the earth. God already gave it to us.
Oh,
he says he did.
Definitely.
You know,
everything
you need I have given you. I mean, I know that means the cures to everything. is here.
Yeah, it is.
And
it
I've
is.
Always wanted to learn that. I have some wonderful books, but they're all gone. You know, everything is gone.
Well, you know, we've got Google and, now. So you can pretty
yeah,
much.
Yeah, well, I don't have a computer, so I
well,
just have
what
an
about
axe
on your,
phone.
On your phone. Yeah, on your phone. Do you
yeah,
have
it's not very good. Yeah.
No.
It's not very
but,
good, and it's really hard to see. So we'll see. Maybe God will provide it, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. I just seem like that's something that's kind of jumped out there for you. I don't know. That's interesting.
I just don't know how to do it. Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it just says regular raw honey can be used for healing for a specific
yep.
type, but a specific type has to be shown to be more effective is Manuka honey.
Yeah. That's pretty
so,
expensive.
Yeah. Yeah, honey
you
is
can,
expensive.
I don't know. You know, that's the other thing, like what you first saw when I called. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
New York is different. You know, it sounds like where I'm from. Everything is, I don't know where anything is. Things are pretty far away. I had to leave
wow.
my car, so, and I don't walk very well at all,
uh-huh.
With a cane or a walker, and it's just, everything is very difficult.
Yeah, you're in a, yeah, I just saw that, yeah, that you're just, but like I said, you know, God, I believe he really wants to kind of really, really, really speak to you in this season right now. How long have you been in New York?
2 years.
Yeah, so as far as, you know, your relationship with God, you know, have you, are you at that point where, I don't know how to even, do you feel like a real intimacy with him as far as him speaking some things to you?
I feel, I have a lot of insecurities about that.
Mm-hmm.
I know that he shows me things. I know that he's there. I feel like I'm in trouble. You know what I mean? It's almost like a
you
little
feel like
kid
you're in trouble?
Yeah. That's
explain,
why I'm being punished or something.
Huh? I mean, as far as when you talk to him, I mean, what, explain that. What you mean, like you feel like you're in trouble, like when?
Yeah, like I'm not good enough, and
oh no, we got an
issue. Yeah, it's an issue I have. So.
Oh wow! So this really is an opportune time for you to really get to that place with him, because there is no condemnation in Christ Jesus, and you know he took it all on the cross. All of us are filthy rags without the blood. I mean,
right.
you know, none of us are good enough. I've got flaws.
Right.
Everybody has flaws. Everybody has issues. And yes, I really do believe it's a season, it's a time for you to develop this relationship with him so that he can just wipe all that stuff out of your thought. And so for you to even, you know, learn how to fight in the spirit realm, when those things come to try to speak those things to you, that you know how to
mm-hmm.
refute that
mm-hmm.
and say, in Jesus' name, I won't receive this. And I
right.
would just fill my atmosphere with, yeah, I would just fill my atmosphere with just the things of God. I don't know if you heard me earlier how it's like in, you know, different parts of my house, it's like, I make, you know, I go to the bathroom, I'm going to see the word, I'm going to see the prayer request, I'm going to see things written concerning what I believe God wants to do in my life. I'm going to see that when I go to the bathroom. I'm going to, in my bed, I keep, you know, like books by it or my phone's there. I wake up.
I had all
the enemy comes. Yeah, and I see you're in a different place right now.
No, but that's part of the problem. I mean, I had all
right.
of that. And
right.
it's all been taken away. And
we just ask that it come back in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
We just ask for, you know, he's a miracle working God. And
right.
I know it's a strange season that we're in right now with COVID and everything being shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
It's an interesting season. And especially for you to be in this season with all of that going on, to be in a place that you're not familiar with. You know, I empathize with you, and I felt that way many years when I moved to Georgia, and I moved from Orlando to Georgia, and I actually at one time felt that I was in a land where people were speaking a different language than I spoke. I mean, they were speaking English, but it was like I just had this feeling like, man, I feel like I'm in a foreign country. These people don't get me, and I don't get them.
Exactly. Listen, I can sit right outside my apartment, and I can hear every different language when people walk by. I mean, I don't even understand. I do feel like I'm in a different country.
Well, I'm sure you do because of the different languages.
People,
but I was in a place where people were speaking that language, and I still felt like I was in a different place.
Right. But they literally are speaking other languages. I mean,
right.
I hear Russian. I hear Greek. I hear...
Wow.
Hebrew, I hear everything. And I don't even
know
some of these languages that I hear. I can't tell what they are. French, you know, whatever it is. I mean, it's such a collage that you don't know. And I can't even understand when I try to call the stores. I can't even understand what they're saying.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that would be pretty difficult. Very difficult. Well,
I'll tell you, I told this to Randy once. Another thing is I've never felt such prejudice against Christians. Oh, yeah.
Oh, well,
Yeah.
From home, and I'm working, there are 50 people on my, we're not using Zoom, we're using, like, Teams. And I mean, I've been out of the real corporate America for years, and then this is a small town, so things are really not that far out there in some instances. But working with these people now, and I see, and I hear the attitudes from these people from all across the country. We've got people in there from California, we got people from Texas, we got people from New York, we got people from Florida, Georgia. And a lot of them are a lot younger than I am. And some of the things that they say and the mindset of the world today, I'm thinking to myself, man, I feel so out of place. You know, it's almost like such a hatred toward the things of God. They don't mind saying it. There's such a dislike for – I even sense there's a dislike for people who say they're Christians, you know. And I'm thinking, wow, the world, it's like I came out of a cocoon. And here I'm listening to these people talk when we're starting class for our training. And I'm thinking, man, I feel like Rip Van Winkle, who had gone to sleep and been sleeping for so many years and woke up and he was like, where am I?
Oh, listen. Listen, I can't tell you how many times I've woken up thinking, where am I? Where in the hell am I? Because that's what it felt like. It has felt like I died and went to hell.
Oh, wow. That's pretty bad.
Yep.
Well, I mean, I can imagine how somebody would feel because, I mean, I get on there and pretty much, you know, every day and I'm thinking, boy, I feel like I'm just, somebody sitting up in here and I don't even belong, you know, in this group.
Right.
Because where are these people from? I'm like.
I know.
Wow.
I know
anyway,
exactly
Sharon,
what you mean. Thank you for praying for me.
Sure,
for talking.
And, sure. Well, feel free to call back whenever I'm on, and we'll pray for you. I'm going to put your name up on my little board.
Thank you.
And remember to pray that God just really gives you some good stuff in this season. I mean, to help you just kind of get through this thing, you know. And I'm sure it's difficult, I'll be praying, Sharon, that God is going to do something for you that's going to shock you, just knock your boots off.
That would be great. That would be great. I'd love a good surprise.
I'm tired of the bad ones.
I know.
I need a good surprise.
All right. Well, thanks so much for calling.
All right, honey. Thank
you
so much.
You
too. God bless you. Okay. Bye bye.
Amen. I know what it's like to be in that season where you just feel like you don't, like not fitting in, like a stranger in a foreign country. Oh, what a feeling. All right, let's go to, I'm going to go back to 709 and see if they're available. I think they're the last caller with their hands up. And so let's 709-500. Are you there? Hello, 709-500. This is Angela Joy. Are you there? Well, they're not answering. So, Lord, we just thank you that whatever they are in need of, God, that you are taking care of it. And you're giving them insight and wisdom on how to walk this thing out to the glory of God. Hallelujah. That's 709. All right. I don't see any callers, more callers with their hands up. If you're on here and you want me to pray with you, please press 1 and I will pray with you. And okay, so we've got a hand that went up. So let's see. Let me just write a note here. All right, so what I'm going to do, make myself a note. All right, so let's go here to 720949. This is Angela Joy, and who am I speaking with? Where are you calling from?
From Denver.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Hey, it's Mike and Veronica.
Hi, Mike and Veronica.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, good, man. We're just driving back right now. The car's kind of loud, so I apologize, but we could use a prayer, and you're spot on tonight.
Yeah, well, you know, I can't take no credit. The Holy Ghost, glory be to God. Well, I hadn't talked to you all in a while, so I'll just
hear your voice.
Yeah, and I want you to... You know, I'll pray and then just share a little bit with us. So, Father, we just lift up Mike and Veronica. Lord, we just thank you for Mike. Thank you, Jesus. I just saw like little embers of fire, Mike. I saw like little embers of fire, and it's almost like I don't know if you're starting the fires or you're going to put them out. And maybe it might be both. But anyway, I just saw fires, and I don't really see any real detail about where the fires are. They're kind of like out there. But it's almost like whatever it is, I think you have a part in both. A part in starting, you're like a fire starter, and then you also put out the fires that are wildfires, that are destructive, that is burning up stuff in people's lives, that's calling them to, like, causing them to, like, just not be right. But you're also, you're a fire starter, the fire of the Holy Spirit. So, Lord, I just thank you. I thank you, Lord, that where he goes, fire goes. Hallelujah. Fire goes. Let it proceed. Where he goes. The fire of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, to do things, to burn up stuff, to take care of stuff that doesn't even need to be there because he knows by the Spirit of God what needs to go and what needs to stay, so you start fires when it needs to be that way. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you for that. We just thank you for it. And we just thank you for Veronica. We thank you, Lord, for encouragement, her spirit man being encouraged in the things of God. Her spirit man, I see like a flower opening up, Veronica, a flower opening up, and it's opening up because it's time for it to be in full bloom. Hallelujah. It's time to send out the fragrance of the Holy Spirit to saturate the atmosphere and where you are being planted.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Lord,
we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for the fragrance of the Holy Spirit to engulf the places that she's being planted in, that she will bring a fragrance and a sense of being into that place that seems to be dead, where you can even say like a rose blooming in the desert. And, Lord, we call those things forth in the name of Jesus, and we believe for these things to become made manifest for the glory of God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory. I thought about you the other day, Mike, when you were you had prophesied some stuff, and I've stepped out on faith and some things that you were talking about, and it shared with me. It's like God is just, he's doing some stuff. I'm so excited.
Amen. I think we have entered into a new era, and it's there's been a crazy 3 years, and we've been building, but you're right about the testing. It's a time of testing within our heart, and God is really trying to purify the leadership right now. And it's but I think they're out there right now, but we're really coming into a time where things are really just good. They're going to happen. It's the anointing that breaks the yoke, and I think we're right on the verge of seeing it as a body. But it's definitely a divide right now, and God's pouring out the fire right now on the church and to see what's in their heart. But you know, the Lord really, there has to be a righteousness in the peace. But, you know, it says the bride has made herself ready. But the corruption that was in the church before is not going to go into this new movement. And, you know, Randy said something. It was kind of quiet, one of his prophecies, but he said, you know, not everyone's going to come into this new era. And it really has been a time, but, you know, God really is going to raise up a new group of people who are going to do it his way, and we're out there. We're ready to go. But it is a purification, and you know, God is long-suffering that no one should perish, but it's a time process, but I think we're right at the verge of it, and I'm starting to see glimpses. I'm starting to see shadows of just a greater anointing coming, people getting healed quicker, and but the unveiling is, I think we're going to see it this year. So I think we're in a really good place, and I think PGN is positioned, and, you know, we're going to see a great divide. We're going to start seeing a break in the church, which is a good thing because, you know, the Lord showed me last night that the miracles, signs, and wonders, the power of God. You know, Randy said, who do they say you are? Who do they say you are? It doesn't really matter, but the signs and the wonders, and it's not going to matter how good of an orator you are or what kind of talent you have. You're going to know when this movement comes, the Lord told me, it's not going to be like, is it here or is it not? The power of God, the authority of God, that Jesus is going to begin to reign with his people is going to be so evident that it's going to shock the world, and we're right there. And there was a price to pay for that, you know, there's a price to pay for that. So I'm excited. I think we're right at a very special place in history, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's been some stuff associated with the season that's been, you know, negative. But as far as the church is concerned, I think you're definitely right. I mean, the church cannot continue as it was. You know, it was not bearing the fruit that was necessary to bring in to bring us to where we need to be. And so I don't know how other people feel about it, but, you know, I've been going to church and I've been in church for, you know, for years and years and years and years and years. And to be honest with you, Mike, I haven't missed much of that. Since COVID started, it's odd, but I have not missed it, and I feel like I've gone to a whole nother place in God because of this season,
that I never would have had access to had not something like this happened. And
you're absolutely
it's
right.
Like, I'm hungry. I'm hungry for it.
Yeah, me too. I can feel actually the Holy Spirit. There's like a fire coming down my back right now, but it's
Jesus.
You know, I don't think it was ever supposed to be about like one pastor or one prophet, but you know, I was just thinking last night and sorry to change the topic a little bit, but you know, Jesus had 12 disciples. They all brought something special, and it says how good it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And, you know, until we get away from, oh, this guy's coming in or that guy's coming in or we're going to this church and that church, you know. And I think that's why he's bringing it to the byways and the highways, because it's that system that we're looking towards something other than Jesus. And I think that's what we're going to begin to see in this season. And that's why he's beginning to raise people like you and a lot of other people on PGN up, and they don't really have names, But here's the deal. When Jesus went around, he didn't have any marketing. He didn't have anything else. He healed one person. They really got touched. Their lives got changed. And they went and told another person. And that's what's going to happen when the greater works of Jesus, which I believe the fullness of this awakening, this new era that we're going into, you're not going to have to go around. People are going to just begin to gather. The people are hurting. The people are in need. The people aren't finding it in the churches right now, and they're going to begin to go into the byways, and that's where we're going to find us, and it's going to change the face of Christianity. You know, I honestly believe the revival is even upon us right now, and people can't even see it. They're not going to be able to see it because they're still looking towards the church. You've got to break that system that God is – it's not about a huge ministry. It's not about the money. It's not about the big cathedrals. It's about lives being changed. It's about real power and real things happening in real life. And I think we're seeing that transition, and it's been hard, and the church has resisted it, but a lot of people are awakening that this revival is different. It's not like any of the ones before. And just real quick, there's a guy that was watching through on White Dove Ministries. He walked with Bob Jones. I forget his name. He's a good prophet, but he said he had a vision, and the Lord told him that the revival that's coming, this revival, this love festival, this new anointing, he said, don't look towards the past and the other revivals, because the one that's coming is coming from the age to come, from the power of the age to come, and it's not going to look like that. It's different. This is a transition. This is a move within the church, and I'm telling you that what we're beginning to see is a different face of Christianity, and I believe as we start to purify and the people who truly have the hearts for God, who have cleansed themselves, you know, like we have it with communion and self-evaluation and, you know, the bride made herself ready, that they're going to rise up. And, you know, God can raise anyone up in one day. He really can. And when he releases that power on them, it's going to shock the world. It's going to actually offend the church community. Because they're going to be like, who are you? Just like, you know, who are you? You untaught people that, you know, what money do you have? This is offensive to the church, what's happening right now.
Well, you know, Mike, I've actually experienced that personally you know, before COVID started, you know, I was gravitating more toward, you know, just kind of focusing in on how God wanted me to be connected with PGN and that kind of thing. And, I mean, I had people looking at me crazy, like, what is this you're a part of? You know, of course, we were doing, you know, this before COVID started, you know, the internet ministry. And so, and I was gravitating more and more. So it was like once COVID hit, I was already in place and comfortable, you know, receiving ministry this way. But I had people who really were looking at me like, are you crazy? You know, like, what are you doing? You know, and I'm thinking, they're like, I mean, I've got people who are close friends of mine that really don't have much to say to me anymore because I'm not in the traditional church anymore. I mean, I still do go to a particular church. I haven't gone lately because we've had an outbreak of COVID here. And so over the last couple months, it's kind of increased. And so I hadn't been going there, but I was just basically going for the fellowship. But, I mean, I really had felt to a point where people thought I was crazy. You know, they were like, what are you doing?
It's fanatical. It's on the fringe, and it's the prophetic. You know, we've been doing it for what, 15 years or so, but it's finally getting out there, and it's almost like Trump and Biden. It shakes people. People don't like coming out of their comfort zones, and but the problem is that we're coming into a time, especially in the economy, and I see it, especially with what we're doing up here, that people are getting into a place of where they don't have the money they had before. Like up here in Colorado, the unemployment's been cut off. So, I mean, you go over to like one of these gas stations, there's 100 people sleeping in their cars with families and everything else. And, you know, it's shaking everyone. The church is not able to help them. Before it was like you give money to a pastor, you can get blessed. Well, what's happening now? It's not working. And these people are in panic. And it's actually a good thing because they are going to come to a real thing. At some point, this economy is being shaken right now. They're going to go to the real thing. They're going to go to where they really get help. They're going to go to the people who really have prayers because they're really sick. They're really in need. They're really hurting. And yeah, I get it. We look fanatical and stuff, but I think that the virgins that have the oil are the ones that don't have the oil are going to be pretty upset as we see this coming. And, you know, they didn't prepare for this, and unfortunately for this era, you had to prepare for this. So it's, but, and the other thing is that the gathering hasn't really happened yet. And, you know, there's you, there's me, and, you know, there really is a lot of us. We just have not really been properly brought together yet. I mean, most of us have come out of the mainstream churches, and, you know, we're doing it. But, you know, as we begin to gather and stuff, I think we're going to be a lot bigger voice, a voice a lot louder than we think we are. I think there really are a lot of people coming into this era, because I talked to a lot of people, and they surprised me. Things I talked about 10 years ago, you know, people would have like, what are you talking about? Are you conspiracy theorists? Now everyone's like, you know, they start a conversation. And I'm like, are you conspiracy theorists? people are really looking for answers right now. And the power increases, the authority increases, you know, his kingdom is not a matter of words, but a demonstration of power, and I think that's what we're coming into right now, and I'm seeing glimpses of it, but I think that it's going, we're right there on the verge of that crescendo where boom, and the unveiling, and I think it will be in a short time. I mean, God will bring down and bring up, but you know, He's working with His people right now. He loves them, and hopefully a lot of them repent, you know, and they don't harden their heart from what's going on right now. But it really is a transition.
It is a transition, and it's like there are people who are willing to transition, and there are people who are still, they're stiff-necked, and they don't want transition. And it's going to be really hard. It's going to be hard. But we just have to do what God is calling us to do, and, you know, they can look at me strange all they want, but, you know, I'm not feeling any kind of way anymore. There was a time in my life when people would give me strange looks, and I would kind of, like, you know, feel some sort of condemnation. But I'm here to tell you today, Mike, I don't experience any of that anymore. You can look at me any way you want, sideways, cockeyed. It doesn't really matter, because I'm not here to, you know, to do that, to please you. I'm here to please the Father and try to do it the way He wants me to do it. And sooner or later, maybe you'll catch on. I don't really know. It's
hard, and it's especially in the prophetic realm. We see things so far ahead. Like I God shows me things, and 100% it's going to come to pass. And 100%, it has to be built and done the way He wants it done. And there's laws. Like, you can't just build a ministry anywhere you want to build a ministry. You can't just go ahead of Him and do things. And, it, you know, especially as we start, like this is what I experienced as we're trying to build up here, is, like, everybody, even if they catch the vision and stuff, they want to do it their way. They want to build ahead of Him. They want to go ahead of Him. And it's just – I mean, things, it's precept upon precept and line upon line, and it's hard when God gives you a vision and you know it, and you're hearing His audible voice, and you're seeing the miracle signs and wonders. Other people are seeing it, and it's like it's hard to explain why you do the things you do. And each of our ministries are so unique and so different, but you know, it's like, you know, everyone wants to come into our ministry and say, boom, you got to do it this way. And I'm like, man, I've been walking this for trying to fulfill this ministry for 10 years, and I'm still alive, I'm still here, and it's like it's hard. It's hard integrating people together, causing people to work in unity, causing people to see that this is for your benefit, my benefit, that we're not trying to be the star. Where this is for everyone. It's just a position, and you know, I guess it's just in man's heart that it's everyone wants to be at the head, you know, and then they come against, and you can do a thousand things right, but they want to pick out that one thing wrong you do, you know. And it's hard. It's hard trying to birth these ministries.
Yeah, and then they want to fall back into what they feel comfortable doing, you know. That tradition, that thing that's been inbred into them as how things need to be done, is, I don't know, people just don't want to step out and be led by the Spirit. They want to do things the way they saw somebody else do it because it worked or they thought it worked. But, yeah, I as you were talking, I was thinking, wanted to ask you, I saw recently, I'm trying to remember where I saw it, was a video of this young woman. I really need to search this because I really want to see this again, where she started having meetings in a park. And have you seen that? I can't remember exactly where it was, but she said the Spirit of God told her to just go to this park. And she and this girl, I guess the girl was doing praise and worship, and she was just out there just ministering, and there was nobody there, and people were passing by. Over a matter of maybe some months, I mean, people started just gravitating to this woman preaching and them, you know, them doing the praise and worship in a park somewhere. Mm-hmm. I think she had gotten a permit, and now people are flying from all over because miracles are happening in the park. People were getting up.
Dude, I
can
feel the Holy Spirit all over me. And I had an experience. We went down to Santa Monica, right? And I shared it with Randy on his show. But me and Veronica were just going to the beach, right? And we weren't trying to evangelize. I just had one of those portable Bluetooths, right? And, you know, just a bunch of supernatural events happen. This one guy comes over, right? He hears it, and we end up praying with him, and he was part of the church up there. I ended up prophesying over him, and, you know, got his number, all that, and it was great, right? Then another girl comes over and starts talking to us, and I'm like, you know, in my mind, I'm just like, I just want to worship. I mean, it's been a hard week, so we ended up, after praying for about three or four people right up at the boardwalk, we end up going down to the beach. There was a wedding party to the right of me, and then there was a another group of people to the left, and we're right by the lifeguard stand, and there's a couple people drinking and doing their thing over there, and we just started turning on the music, and I don't know, out of nowhere, this anointing just started coming down, and I was like, whoa, what's going on here? The guy that was drinking just broke up with his wife, right? And he had a beer in his hand, and for an hour, he didn't open that beer. He sat there and listened, and he said he just started weeping and crying, and the Holy Spirit just started ministering to him. There's another girl with the wedding party, right? She was actually the wedding planner. And this was a pretty high-profile wedding guy. And she comes over, right? And she's just like, she just starts looking out at the water. And the Holy Spirit just starts ministering to her. And then there was a couple other people, with those two really there. And then the guy comes over and he starts talking. He says, I don't know why, but I was just drawn to you guys. And, you know, this beer right here, I didn't open. And he feels girls over there. I should be over there with them. But, and then he just starts talking, right? And then the other girl that was watching out towards the water comes over and goes, that's the Holy Spirit. And she's been out of church after talking to her for about 4 or 5 years. And she just starts ministering. And I just was quiet. And before you knew it, there was 4 or 5 people. We're all standing there and everyone's ministering. And I really didn't say anything, and it was just the anointing just came out of nowhere. And the Lord told me at that point, he said, this is how the revival is going to be. That no one's going to care. Get the credit. And he said, you don't need to prophesy. I'm like, you don't need to break this. Once that anointing breaks, it encourages. And he showed me just to sit there and encourage their gifts to operate. And it was amazing. I mean, that anointing just brought the unity together. These people's lives were changed, and no one did it. I mean, it was just the music in the air, and I really said very little. I mean, I ministered a little bit at the end, but it was more hearing their stories and how God, how for the last hour, the Holy Spirit was just ministering to these people. And I'm just like, it was a whole different way of seeing ministry. And it's funny that you said that, because the Lord told me, we have a 2.5 acres up at Colorado Springs we're trying to build on. That's another story. But, you know, the Lord was showing me just put the pavilions up and put the music up. And, you know, that once they just come on the land, the anointing would just fall. And people just begin to get ministered to by the angels. Yeah, you go over there and help them out a little bit here and there. But I don't know why he just gave me that story, but that's really what the Holy Spirit's been putting on my heart. And, yeah, there's a time for prophecy, there's a time for deliverance and everything, but I really think that this is a time where the angels, like the wheats and the tares, are gathering and separating, and they're really going to do a lot of the work. And really God's doing that so that the fame of man and the throne of man has really come down, and that every knee is bowed, and that it comes back to positions. Like, those who are greatest will be a servant, but, you know, we're just as good as the evangelist. Evangelist, the prophet, like everyone has a part, and everyone gets out of their lane. And, you know, now the Holy Spirit starts getting the glory. Like, in a lot of revivals, they talk about, like, little kids would just come up because of their presence of God, and boom, like, even in Brownsville. And it would do it. But I really think God's going to do things in a way that it's not going to be before, where we're exalting man, but Jesus is really going to come on the scene as the Lord of Lords and King of Kings, and we're ushering him in. Ushering him, not, you know, like, it really is a transition of our position in him, because for so long everyone dreamed of being like Billy Graham and having these big ministries and everything, and that's great and everything, but it also made it an easy target to infiltrate and stuff. What happens when you have all these people and no names, everyone just raising up, and the signs and the wonders are there? I mean, the real thing we want to see is the people change, the regions change, and I really think we're going to see a lot more people flowing into gifts that once only a few flowed in, and those people really have paid the price. Like, we've all paid a price, but you know, this price we paid, you know, we will see, and I do believe we're going to reap the rewards. And you know, God is coming with the talent to get the rewards, and I think it's sooner than you think. I think it's this year. So I think we're on the verge of it. I'm starting to see it, but it's blowing my mind, and it's causing me to have to change the way I do ministry and the way that I minister to people, and probably for you too. But it's definitely good that we got separated a little bit from the church so that we can actually develop these and really learn how to do ministry, you know, the way he wants, the unique ways that he wants for each and every one of us.
Yeah, I just think how exciting that'll be. just think, oh my gosh, I don't know, I'm trying to think, I'm going to search that up. I think I saw it on, what's the guy, who had something to do supernatural, what's his name?
Sid Roth.
Yes, she was on his show.
Yeah, he's amazing. He really does seek out a lot of people that just have amazing ministries. I mean, I watch him a lot. He has a looking for the one that this girl and this guy, they're a young couple out of the Bethel Church. They broke away from it, and it was really amazing. They're traveling the country in an RV right now, right? And they're just going from park to park, and these strategic locations that God gave them, right? And they're seeing amazing things. They ended up they just blew up out of nowhere, but they had this vision of each and every region and how God is strategically moving through it. And it was funny because the things that God told me about where I'm at right now, that it was to a T. I mean, I was just like, dude, you're prophesying over me right now and what we're doing up here. But he's really after he got away from the Trump stuff, now he's really starting to talk about the revival and getting people on there who are experiences of birth pains of this awakening. And yeah, but that's amazing.
Yeah,
I didn't know that people were experiencing that. I thought that was totally odd when you just said that. I'm like, really? It just brings confirmation that I really think that's one of the ways that God is going to move in this hour.
Yeah, definitely. God is going to do some things in unconventional ways that, you know, and I think the people who are caught up in the norm, they're offended, you know, by some of the moves that God is going to bring forth in these days, because it's not, the focus is not going to be on man, it's going to be on God. And that's the thing, you know. That's why some people are upset with the way things are, because the focus is no longer, and I think you kind of mentioned that earlier, the focus is no longer on them. It's on the Holy Spirit. And
the other problem is we don't need big churches anymore. I mean, if we can just go to a park and release the Holy Spirit, we don't need to have all this money, all these conferences, all these people coming in. We don't have to wait for problems. I mean, if it's just falling everywhere, there's no money to be made. I mean, you're not even going to want to be part of this if you're into the money, because, or if you're into the power, because there's no power, there's no money. And, you know, it's just a grassroots movement. And it's going to shake the system. And I think what's really going to come out is the most heart. Man looks at our appearance, God looks at the inward heart, but we're really going to get to see the condition of people's heart. And I think that's what's being evaluated right now. Like, God, is where's your heart? Is it in the money? Is it in you? Or is it in me? Are you trying to serve me? Or are you trying to serve man? You know?
Well, that goes back to what, you know, Randy talks a lot about, the merchandisers. You know, the age of the merchandisers will be diminished if people stop having to depend on them for the seven steps to whatever. You know, no, we just want God, and we want the Spirit of God to be made manifest, to see miracles, signs, and wonders. We don't need your, you know, that's it right there. I mean, it's no longer going to be on you trying to give me the seven steps that you think I need to reach wherever I need to go in God. No, I think the Bible has it kind of laid out for us. So, no, we don't need that. So we're going to do it the way the Spirit of God leads us. So how are you going to benefit from that? They don't want that.
You know, as you're talking, it's like this prophetic movement. It's like the way you minister is so powerful, and the way I minister is completely different, and it's powerful, and the way other people do, and some people worship, and some people, you know, the uniqueness, the creativity of ministry, and it wasn't meant to be in one religious fashion. God created all of us so beautiful and unique. And the way he talks to us, the way he works with us, the way we use our gifts, and I don't think that the body of Christ ever got to really appreciate that or look at that. You know, it's almost like in a band, you always look at the top singer, right? And it's all about him, but you have the drummers, you have it's like everybody plays a part, and the intercessors, and there really has never been a place for the prophet in the church. I mean, we're behind the scenes, we prophesy, we really have bless the church in many ways, but I mean, it was never in the gospel that the pastor was the head of everything and supposed to be the star of the show. I mean, they brought everything to where they completely took away the order that God had for the apostolic fivefold and everything else. I mean, it was there for a reason. Jesus had 12 disciples for a reason. I mean, the Lord ended up, you know, when he left, it was for a reason that He left 12 of them because it was supposed to be spread out. And even for infiltration, I mean, it's so easy for the devil to take one target and bring it down. But when you have it spread out, when you have that kind of camaraderie, when everyone's doing their part and there's no real gain, everyone gets the same gain. It's for the community. You know, like even in the first church we read in Acts, it says they gave to everyone among them. Now, I don't think we're going to go back to that commune style, but, you know, everybody – what was given and you know, everyone had a place, and it wasn't about that. It was about survival. It was about bringing the church forward. No one was trying to fight for positions. That happened in the prosperity, that we got too much prosperity. But, you know, it really does need to go back to that place to where this is real. We're just trying to bring forth the church and, you know, the best person on there, and everyone does their part, and together, you know, in unity, we can do this. A house divided can't stand, and somehow God is going to separate and bring unity back, and I think it's going to be amazing when everyone uses their talent, everyone has a voice, and we're all able to come together, and I think that's where you're going to see that anointing begin to fall as we start to break some of that.
Amen. Well, that is so exciting. It's like amazing to think that we were born in a season and in a time where we can be a part of this great move of God. That's, I mean, it's that just blows my mind sometimes when I think about, like, I could have been born at any time on this planet. But, you know, praise, I just got chills with that. I could have born, we could have been born
going down
any
my
time.
Right now, it's like, and they always say we're at the end, and we've seen all kinds of people come up, but there's never been a time like this in history. And it's, the problem is that you're speaking this, I'm speaking this, Randy's speaking this. Every other prophet that I know, and I'm not even talking to some of them, right, are speaking the same thing. I mean, the voice of the prophet in unity are saying that we are entering into this time. Those who are proven, and I'm telling you, it's you know, a lot of people that came before really made a bad stench, but it's we really are in this time. I really do 100% with Biden, and we watched it, and I think that's what's so cool about Randy is he records everything, and we've seen it. We've seen huge milestones. We've seen huge events happen, and I mean, we're right there. This really is happening, and it's almost mind-blowing. It is mind-blowing. It's a whole paradigm shock, you know?
Yeah, it is. And to be connected with a ministry that, I mean, we're going to be able to gravitate and grab hold of it a lot easier than some people who are just still stuck in the mainstream of church. But it's almost like there is this remnant of people that God is preparing for this season so that we can help others gravitate toward the things that God is leading us to. I mean, it's got to be a remnant of people that have
stepped out and are going.
Yeah. So it's amazing.
And for all the listeners on tonight and for you, like, how amazing is it that we got brought to this ministry? I promise you, thus says the Lord, this is going to be one of the greatest ministries of this hour. And there's just a couple things God's doing, and you know that we were here from the beginning. We were here with this. I mean, we were part of this band of people that came together, and I'm telling you that it's for all of us, it's mind-blowing that we were right there in the beginning. I mean, it's easy to come on after everything blows up, but it really is mind-blowing that we were in the midst of what God was doing throughout the last 3, 4, 5 years, that just all these crazy events were happening.
Well, my desire one day is for us to all physically be able to come together. You know, I don't know, that's been on my heart for a while. I just feel like
I want to throw out,
love that.
Yeah, I think it's going to happen, and you know, I'm really praying. I think Randy's on the right track. I think that's really where the Lord's leading him, is to get land. And, you know, it's we'll see. You know, Randy talked about this country becoming a third world country, and I'll be honest, the Lord showed me the same thing. It's going to be a persecution coming against the real move of God, and I think there will be gatherings.
Oh, yeah.
And I think, I think some of these places, like where I'm at right now, what I'm building and what he's building, I think that there are going to be places of refuge. There are going to be things, and I do believe that God has prepared us, and there's going to be a time where we're going to be able to come together and do some stuff, especially as this ministry grows. But yeah, I want to throw a conference down here. We're working on it.
I'm excited about that. Amen. All right, well,
amen.
I got my cue. The thing said it's going to shut down.
We love
else?
You and we bless you. And that's,
love you too.
Your ministry's coming. You're standing strong, and we all got tested by fire to see what's in us, and we're standing, you know, stand. And I'm telling you
if you feel led to pray something or release something over me, go ahead and pray.
Yeah, Father, I thank you for the diligence. I thank you for standing. I thank you for your stance. And, Lord, I thank you that she waited, even what you were talking about, where the persecution comes from every side, even from your own household and other areas. But the Lord, this is where the anointing comes, because the leadership that you bring is not going to be able to be influenced by man. The uniqueness of your ministry, that you will not depend on man but God. There's a verse in I believe that's in, it's not in Acts, it's in Acts, where it says, Paul and Silas were sick unto death, that they may trust in God and not themselves. And Father, I thank you, promotion, that place where it's about you. And it doesn't matter what comes at her from north to south, east or to west. It doesn't matter about the sin or what anyone says. Lord, that she it says those who come after in the last day are faithful unto death, faithful unto death. And Lord, these are the ones that you're going to use. These are the ones that get the rod of iron to begin to reign and rule, to begin to usher in this millennium, to begin to usher in the new wine, to begin to be the mothers of many. It's because faithfulness. You're faithful in the small, you're faithful in the large. And Lord, I thank you for the breakthrough. I thank you for the stand. And I thank you that many people are going to stand. Lord, I thank you for the anointing, the prophetic anointing, the anointing that's seasoned with healing and the healing, the gift of healing, the gift of healing, the gift of deliverance to come more easy, to come with her words, to be just a fragrance that comes off of her, an aura that comes off of her. And Lord, that what she's seeking, to see these incredible miracles. What I'm seeing right now is where Peter would walk by people in even the shadow, cast out demons, and the anointing that I mean, you have an anointing, but there's a greater anointing, and you know, as God begins to raise you up and release you in that region, that regional intercession, that regional place, that anointing's going to increase. It's going to increase, and you know, I think like with you, with many of us, God held us back. Had He given us the anointing before, that would have done that, we would have blown up before our time. We would have ended up in the wrong places. But as you are strategically placed, and as the other people are strategically placed with you, I think that anointing is going to come on suddenly. It's not that He's holding it back. It's being kept so that when that comes upon you, boom, you begin to rise up quickly in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, for her life. I thank you for all of us. I thank you for the unity that you're bringing. I thank you for the family that you created. I thank you that she connects and brings us together as a family. And Lord, for the mothers that are being raised up, the mothers that are able to watch over us, able to teach us, able to talk to us tenderly, and to encourage us on. And Lord, we thank you, Father, for this movement. Father, let the new wine flow. Let her serve it. Let PGN serve it. Let this ministry serve it. Let us all come into this fullness. Let us come into this time. And Lord, we wait for you, Lord. It's all about you. You're the King of Kings and Lords of Lords, and Lord, we're your servants. And these are children of God, those who are led by the Spirit of God. And Father, we thank you for changing us, for creating us, so and helping us to overcome the things that through the process of sanctification, that we would be ready for this time, that we would stand as your virgins with the oil, in this time of the visitation, that we would not miss the visitation. Help us, Lord.
Yes,
help
Lord.
Us to stand and watch your salvation. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And do not forsake the fellowship of the brethren as you see these things coming to pass.
Hallelujah. And that's been a deep thing in my heart, that whole thing about Peter and his shadow and the healings. And, you know, that has been with me for years. I've desired to just have such a closeness with God that He saturates my being to the point where, you know, all I do is have to just, you know, let Him do what He does. I don't have to do anything. And that's been such a desire. So praise God. Amen.
It was funny as you just said that. You know, Randy said to me one time, Moses was great and everything, but, like, really all he did was spoke a word and the presence came down, you know. And really, we come into this intimacy with God, right, from sons and daughters, from sons and daughters to a bride and groom relationship. It's really His power. Like, really all we're doing is having intimacy with Him and saying a word, and then boom, the anointing comes down. And you're right. It is being saturated with Him because we're in His presence. And I think this era is going to be another dimension of intimacy, like coming into that chamber room with Him, a bride coming into the chamber room with Him, an intimacy that none of us have experienced.
Yes.
And through that, you know, it's going to change the world.
Amen. Well, I tell you, the world is in need of a change right about now. Woo! Jesus, my God.
It is.
Yes. Well, thank God for having you call in tonight. It's so encouraging.
You too.
So encouraging.
Man, that's amazing that you're – there's some amazing things happening right now and amazing new ministries. And just real quick, I think once more, there's a lot more move of God right now that is not on the mainstream yet. ministries are rising up right now, new ones that are coming up to take the place of some of these old ones. As the old goes away, the new is coming. But you know, we're not going to see it on the news. We're not going to see it really on Sid Roth or anything else, you know.
No, it's a behind the scenes thing. God's going to raise up.
It is really behind the scenes until we really get big enough to where we're going to where the world really takes a notice at the bride coming forth.
Amen. It's an exciting time to be alive. We have to,
hallelujah.
And we just need
we're
to keep that in mind because, you know, people go through a lot. I mean, there's a lot going on. You know, who would have ever thought we'd be dealing with something like COVID? I mean, there's a lot going on. So we just need to focus in on the things that God is wanting to bring to the forefront in this season. And that's how we'll keep our peace. That's how we'll keep our peace,
amen.
You know, focused in on him.
Amen.
All right, guys. Well, I'm so glad y'all called in. And
all right.
To,
pray for me. I'm praying for you, all right? This is our season.
I'll pray for you, bro. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Good night,
y'all. God bless.
Good night.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to call it a night. We don't have any more hands up. And I think I've gotten a little signal 3 or 4 times about the line is going to close. So, but anyway, thank God for you all being here tonight. Thank you for being a part of what God is doing in the earth through Prophetic Grace Network. We give him all the glory, all the praise, all the honor. And check out Prophet Randy tomorrow at 10 Eastern time and 9 Central and the other time zones too. Praise God. Thank you all for being a part of the family here. We give him the glory and the praise. Saying good night, Angela Joy from Georgia. Y'all have a great one.